High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present tonight's 2016 40th Annual Hero Bowl.
Firing down the seam, big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass, has plenty of time, firing deep down the near sideline, looking, Aaron Benson in coverage, and it is caught, a tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes, five-step drop, firing deep down the seam, Pinto is open, he's got it, touchdown, the tight end, Ridley connection, Al Humes the running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield, steak, chicken, and shrimp, done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. EasyStream.com, broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Tonight's game features a contest between the High School All-Stars of the East and the High School All-Stars of the West. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Football in June. For some of us, it's just a nice quick fix after a break in the action between December and August. But each year here in Delaware County at the end of May or early June, something bigger than just an actual football game, something more important than the final score, takes place here as the now 40th annual Hero Bowl Fund is honored by some student athletes in their senior year, some of them who will put on their football helmets probably for the final time. But again, in the bigger picture, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the last 40 years have been raised for a scholarship fund for the families and sons and daughters of fallen firefighters, EMTs, and police officers here in Delaware County. So, for the 10th time, now we are ready to bring this to you live and on the archive on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the 40th annual Delaware County Hero Bowl. I'm Brian Carroll, bringing you play-by-play tonight, joined by a host of others, but first wanted to bring in the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer. And Mike, I just went back and looked at all my folders this morning and thought, wait a minute, this is our 10th run at this. Quite a few years down at Widener and here tonight at Cardinal O'Hara for the second time.
Yeah, it's one of the ways that we want to give back to the community. You know, they never had anybody broadcast these before. We wanted to be able to do that. We have such good reception at HavenFootball.net. And this year we're bringing in something different. We brought in the crew from Marple Newtown Tiger Radio. We've been working together for years and comparing notes and telling each other about the equipment we should own and how our stuff works. And it's been a great situation. And we're looking to make it even more great. But we'll talk about that as we get into the season, the 2016-17 season. But in the meantime, they're here tonight in force. We have two of their guys on sideline reporting. We've got Dave DePasqua and Eric DeBatima. I've told them both to change their names to make it even more radio clear. They're both on the sidelines. They'll be interjecting as we get, particularly as the kids get into the red zone on the 20. And doing play-by-play tonight, we have two guys in the first and fourth quarters will be our voice for Delco Hoops, which is Delaware County High School basketball that takes place right after the football season's over. And that's Dave Berman. And then covering the second and third quarters will be the color guy for Marple Newtown Radio, which is Steve Reynolds. So there'll be lots of voices you're not familiar with if you're used to HavenFootball.net, but it'll be a lot of fun. And we'll probably step on each other a few times during the evening, but that's okay. I told the guys we're not going for an Emmy tonight. We just want to transmit some nice football.
And we're shaking off some rust. We haven't seen the snap of a football since really November. But I mentioned it to everybody we talked to leading into this game. This is always our toughest broadcast of the year, if for no other reason than the kids with different uniforms. It's a mishmash of schools where, even in years past, you had kind of the Del Valle League All-Stars against the Central League All-Stars, and then they swapped the private schools. There's really not as much rhyme or reason to how they match the schools this year, and even more so now. Different uniform numbers than what we saw all season. And the kids, in a great way and a lot of fun for them, share helmet stickers. So, you know, you might have a green Ridley helmet with all sorts of other decals all over it. So, again, it makes it awfully tough. So we will do our very best to keep up with names and keep up with the action. I'll apologize in advance for being late. Now, pronunciations, I think we're okay for the most part.
Hopefully better than I do.
But for the most part, we may be late on some tacklers and so forth, but, again, we have all sorts of help on the sideline tonight. And, again, thanks to the guys at MarbleNewtownFootball.com and Jim Alsman for collaborating. It's going to be a lot of fun. And in the meantime, you know, again, join us for the first and fourth quarters tonight. Mike mentioned already, Dave Berman. So welcome, Dave. Glad to have you.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. I'm very excited for this game, Hero Bowl, 40th year. I love this facility. It's old school here at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield. And they produced at least two NFL players, haven't they?
Yeah.
The native of Chester, and there was a Kevin Jones back in the day, played his high school football here, went on to play Virginia Tech, and then the NFL, and Corey Brown.
Who's there with the Panthers now, right?
Philly Brown, they call him. Right. So this is great. It's turf, and it's, as you said, it's for a great cause.
Yep. And, again, speaking of a great cause, if you're not as familiar with the setup of this every year, these are senior high school players who are, you know, again, many of them had terrific seasons, you know, all-league, all-Delco type honors, many of them. The coaching staffs on a volunteer basis, really, again, sort of a conglomerate of Delaware County coaches all working together tonight. And, you know, for the game officials, which we always find you know, always want to point them out. Tonight's are all members of Delaware County Police Departments, Fire Departments, and so forth. So game officials for tonight, Edward Beebe from the Delaware County Emergency Communications Center. Chief of Police Robert Frazier from the Ridley Park Police. Corporal Gerard Scanlon from Ridley Township Police. Detective Sergeant James Simpkins from Tinicum Township Police. Chief of Police David Splain in Nether Providence. Police Officer Michael Markunis, also from Nether Providence. And Chief of Police Robert Tinsley, who's retired, from the Sharon Hill Police Department. And Police Officer Dennis Valero of Ridley Township are all volunteering their time and energy and effort tonight on behalf of the Hero Scholarship Fund, and try to make this an exciting and fun and competitive game. You know, Dave, over the years, we've seen anything from, you know, five touchdown spreads in the final score to three overtime games, triple overtime games down at Widener in years past. So, again, it's always interesting to see kids trying to put an offense and defensive scheme together when they've only practiced maybe four or five times together.
The blue team is coached by our buddy, legendary, future Hall of Famer, Kevin Clancy, Strathaven High School, started there in 1991 and has had an unbelievable career 4 years in a row. Just think of this, in the state finals. You guys, you and Mike lived it. You breathed it. Dan Connor, Mike Connor, Mark Jones, I could go on and on. Two state championships back-to-back and then two state runner-ups. Coach Clancy, a class act, and he's a head coach for the blue team. As for the red team, it's Michael Murphy from Haverford School in the Interact, and look at these great assistant coaches we have here tonight.
Yeah, the Michael Murphy coming off an Interact championship, and the Delco Times had Haverford School really rated number one through most of the season, and Coach Murphy is assisted tonight by Brian Martin, the defensive coordinator at the Haverford School. Joe Gallagher is the offensive coordinator and head coach at Haverford High. Chris Gicking from Marple Newtown is assisting tonight. He's the head man at Marple. Mike Nolan from the Haverford School. Luke Dougherty from Haverford School. James Hill from the Haverford School. Steve Giordano from Marple Newtown, along with Mike Willard from Marple Newtown. And two Chester guys, Peach Howard and Bill Bethard, assisting as well for the Red Squad. For the Blue Sky Squad, helping out with Coach Clancy, is Jason Vyshevsky of Academy Park, Dennis Decker out of Ridley, John Anderson out of Ridley, Eric Hollingsworth from Strathaven, Rich Gentile from the head man at Upper Darby, Ray Gianta from Sun Valley, formerly at Marple Newtown, Mike Ewing and John Vyshevsky at Academy Park, Sean Quinn and Eric Rufinak from Upper Darby, and Royale Edwards from Glen Mills. That's another Strathaven alum who was the MVP of this game some years ago. Yep, we had a couple of highlight film plays from Royale, who went on to a solid college career out at IUP and now assists during the regular season and over at Glenn Mills.
And had he been healthy, might have taken Haven to at least another Hershey game, if not a win.
Oh, that's he had a really good senior year. 2006 was really our first year on broadcasting right. on HavenFootball.net. And again, Royale was he was fun to watch, wide receiver and defensive back. But in the meantime, the PA announcer here is announcing a number of dignitaries here in Delaware County. You know, here we'll guest the Delaware County Council. Members include Mario Cervera, Colleen Marone, John McLean, David White, Michael Culp, Jack Whalen, and Mary McFall Hopper. We're going to take a break now for the national anthem as performed by Ashley O'Connor from the St. James Regional Catholic.
The bank will be closing soon, Chris.
I'm just making a deposit.
The bank is now closed.
Well, I need to make payroll tomorrow.
Please stop back during normal business hours.
I can't. I run a business during normal business hours.
We'll see you then.
It's time to bank human again. At TD Bank, we know what you need to run a business. That's why we're open late and weekends, too. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
The land of the free and the home
of the brave. Ashley O'Connor from St. James Regional Catholic School. Fantastic job with the Star Spangled Banner. The coin toss tonight, as the captains will meet at midfield momentarily once the honor guard and clears. But for the coin toss, Captain Alan Davis of the Chester Police Department will actually be handling the coin toss tonight. He is presently recovering from a gunshot wound suffered in March. Again, brings home the realities of what our police officers and many other EMTs and firefighters face every day. Again, more important in the bigger picture than certainly the final score of tonight's game. But again, our wishes for a speedy recovery for Captain Alan Davis. But there'll be a moment of silence coming momentarily.
A member of the Prince George's County, Maryland Police Department, who was killed in the line of duty during a police action last March. Detective Colson was a native of Upper Chichester Township who played quarterback in the 2005 Hero Bowl as a representative of his alma mater, Chichester High School. As a young man, Detective Colson honored those horrific police, firefighters, and emergency medical responders who have made the ultimate sacrifice to protect lives and property and to provide for safety in their communities when he played in the Hero Bowl. Now he is among the ranks of our most honored. May we be forever grateful to Detective Colson and all the emergency responders who have given their last full measure of devotion. Please welcome to the field Detective Colson's father, James Colson, who in 1981 also played in this Hero Bowl game. His mother, Sheila Colson, and grandfather, James Colson, with 40 years in law enforcement, who have joined us all this evening. Would everyone please have a pause for the moment of silent remembrance. Thank you.
Okay, so again, the pause for the moment of silence. Hopefully on the broadcast you've been able to pick up the explanation from the PA announcer. Detective Colson was big news in this area for, quite a while, a couple months ago. Chichester graduate, played in the Hero Bowl, was working down in Virginia and was killed in a pretty highly publicized firefight outside of a police station when gunmen just flat-out opened fire in outside of a police station. So again, a horrible loss for the Chichester community, and again, looking back, again, just spelling out exactly what this game is all about. Win or lose tonight, these kids on the field will play hard, play smart, play clean, and again, hopefully play very well in honor of so many who give their time and some even the ultimate sacrifice in what they do in their day-to-day lives. So, coin toss upcoming. We'll see who will join at midfield here between the red and the blue. And we'll just we'll keep it that simple. Red team versus blue team. It used to be east and west, but these days it'll just be, again, red versus blue.
If one of our sideline guys can run out there and maybe catch it on the mic, that would be kind of cool.
But
this is the way we give stage instructions when we're on a low-profile radio station.
Well, good news, guys. It looks like, even with my eyesight at the age of 58, without my glasses, it's easy to see the numbers for both teams.
Yep, yes. Thank goodness.
Yes, indeed. So for the red team, captain at midfield will be Jack Donaghy, the Delco Times Player of the Year, and quarterback, record-setting quarterback at Haverford High, second most passing yards in Delaware County history for his career. Joining or opposite him for the blue squad, you have four quad captains, I guess you'd call it, but four captains headed out there. Christoph Minot, the quarterback at Upper Darby. Isaiah Bruce, 2,000-plus yards rushing for Upper Darby this year.
Yeah, get the mic in there, guys.
There we'll see we go. What we
do. Okay, what are you going to call? Okay. You let it hit the... Right? Okay.
Head.
All right, it's a tail. It was one to toss. You want to receive? And what goal do you want to defend? You turn your back to the school. That's the quarterback here.
All right, there we go.
Okay. Blue has won the toss. They've elected to receive, and they will be moving right to left once they receive the ball. Red will kick it away. And also joining, again, we mentioned Christoph Minot and Isaiah Bruce, the Upper Darby quarterback and running back in midfield. They're joined by linebacker from Springfield, number 44, and for some, maybe the best defensive player in the Central League this year, Tom Becker. And number five, big defensive end from Penwood. Number five is Jordan Johnson.
Hey, so. Hey, Eric, real quick, what's the weather like down there? It's pretty comfortable in the booth. Is it cooled down?
Yeah, it's nice and cool. It doesn't even feel as hot as it was predicted to be. It's going to be a nice night. Got a pretty good crowd so far, especially on the home side over here.
Yeah, very impressed with the crowd, guys.
What else are you going to watch a football game in June 2nd?
It's awesome. When's the next one? Any other All-Star games?
Yeah, there are, actually, throughout the state. It's the only one we do.
Yeah. All right. So teeing it up for the red, kicking it away, has it with a tee halfway between the hash marks, is number 41, George Lambritsios, who is, again, terrific kicker for the last 3 years at Marple Newtown. And first-team All-Delco, All-Central kicker, punter, just, again, a terrific leg, also a great soccer player as well. So Marple Newtown's going to miss some things next year, I think, in their kicking game. I'm not sure what they have coming up behind George, but opposing offenses, we're looking at an 80-yard field quite often.
I just want to chime in. He's going to Westchester next year.
Terrific. He's got it lined up, ready to kick it away, standing deep. Two return men for the blue, and it's a high end-over-end kick. And looking like he's going to have a chance to return is Arlo Lee. Lee moving to his left across the 10, 15, 20. Cuts upfield, and he is spun down at the 25-yard line. And that's where the blue will get things started. Again, we will do our very best to get every student-athlete mentioned. There will be mass substitutions, quick substitutions, and if the coaches are nice to me, they'll occasionally huddle and give us a chance to do that. But
was there talk that they were going to go to a...
Nothing would surprise me, but we'll see. So Christoph Minot will get the offense started. He's joined in the backfield by number 17, Isaiah Bruce, both of those guys from Upper Darby, so certainly some familiarity there. Number 24, Chris Dunn from Ridley, is slot to the right, along with number 1 from Penwood. So we got trips left, single to the left, trips right, single to the left, and keeping himself as Manat, and straight up the middle to the 29-yard line. So we will we'll get some things caught up here after a gain of 4, second down and 6 upcoming. So again, Manat walks to the sideline, and also out as wide receiver is Brandon Morton from Upper Darby. So three Upper Darby guys at the skill positions at the moment.
Tackle on that last play by Chester High grad DeAndre Dill. Going to play Division I at Central Michigan.
Shotgun formation, trips right again. Single receiver to the left. Bruce on the left hip of Manat, and they give it to Bruce. He dances away from one man momentarily, but Dill on the stop again as Bruce is dumped after maybe a yard, yard and a half. Third down and almost 5 upcoming.
Also in on that tackle, Shaquan Cobb for the red team, Chichester High.
Third and call it 4 on the opening drive of the game. Checking out is Tavon Ruley of Penwood. Checking into the game, or now he's going to check right back in there. Chris Dunn checks out. He, the wide receiver from Ridley. On the offensive line for the Blue includes Matt Cipollone from Ridley, Matt Sella from Springfield, and we'll mention the others in a moment. But we'll try a 3rd and 4 here. Receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right, tight end to the right now as well. Ruley, jet sweep to the right side, looking for room off the corner. Trying to turn it upfield, has a first down and more. Across the 35 and tumbles out of bounds on that far sideline at the 38-yard line. They'll move the sticks, and the Blue team will get a fresh set of downs here at the 9:43 mark of the opening quarter. Nice blocking on the right side there.
Yeah, it looked like the sweep was going to get stuffed pretty quickly, but they kept stretching out, and they found the space and didn't get a lot more yards, but certainly enough for the first down.
Yeah, he followed his blocker there, number 35, Michael Berg, and Michael goes to Lower Marion High School.
Three wide receivers to the left this time. They'll snap it from the right hash mark. Moving right to left is the Blue. First down and 10. 3 to left, single to the right. Single setback is Isaiah Bruce. Rolling to his left is Manat. Has time, now steps up and dances back to the right side. He crosses the line of scrimmage and spins across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. Go ahead, Dave, with the tackles. That's great.
There you go. DeAndre Dilligan from Chester High. 6'3", 295-pound senior, of course, going to Central Michigan, as we mentioned earlier. Try to give you what we can where these young men are going to be going at the next level.
Second down and about 6, or about maybe 5 upcoming. Give Manat a few more.
Clock moving here, 8:40 exactly to go in the first quarter.
Four-man front. The defense has to be pretty vanilla. We'll talk about the defensive rules after this play. Receivers are split. Two backs and a tight end to the left. Give is, now they pull it out of his belly, and it's going to be Manat going to keep it off the right side. Crosses the 45 and is finally corralled at the 46.
Tackle by number 4 for the red team, Nasheed McCaskill, also from Chester High, and he's going to Cheney University, Division 2.
Third down and about 3. So the defense has to play man-to-man. Blitzing is, frankly, not allowed.
Right, not
so
allowed.
It's pretty much a 4-man front. Those are the 4 guys who have to get after the passer. Linebackers is really just read and react.
Not to be a jinx, no penalty flag yet.
Oh, too early to say that.
Third down and about 3. Manat with a back on either side. Receivers on either side as well. In the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives to Bruce off the right side, dances back to his left, still on his feet across the midfield stripe, and powers forward to the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Blue, and keeping things on the ground for the most part, and it's working well.
Bruce had some unbelievable games this year for Upper Darby. Unbelievable rushing, I mean, record-setting stuff.
Across that 2,000-yard plateau this year, and again, the Thanksgiving Day game, went Haverford's way in just a instant classic. But, again, there was a lot of talk about, you know, the winner of that game maybe ends up as Delco Player of the Year between Jack Donaghy and Isaiah Bruce. Not to make it seem like a one-on-one game, but both of them were spectacular on Thanksgiving morning and beyond. Two backs, two receivers, shotgun set again. From the 47, Blue will snap it from the right hash. On first and 10, Manat in the gun. Play fake and back to pass. Looking deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there and incomplete. Overshoots his intended target, Brandon Morton. And Morton, the leading receiver for Upper Darby. Good deep threat. And hey, take your shot on the fly pattern here on first and 10, especially if you're running the ball well in between.
Absolutely. He was open. That was, I wish he had that one back, I'm sure. That was close. It would have been a nice, not, heck of a completion. But, you know, remember, these kids haven't played a real football game in 6 months,
yeah.
6.5 months.
Right,
it's
right.
Not easy to shake the cobwebs off. Of course, if it was you and I, Brian, we'd be out there, and we'd already be in the hospital by now, so it would be gross.
That's right.
But
we'd have burned all our time out,
that's
certainly.
Right.
Four wide receivers. Slot to either side, split to either side. Manat sends a man in motion. It's Rooley on a jet sweep to the left this time. Turns upfield. Has a little good blocking up front. Still on his feet at the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15. Down the sideline. They will not catch him. And you have a touchdown for Tavon Rooley of Penwood. Going 47 yards at 6:19 to play in the first quarter.
I tell you, that kid can scoot. Any idea where he's going to college?
Not sure yet. He found me before the game to tell me about the number change. He was originally listed as number 12, wearing number 1 tonight instead, and he went 47 yards, and boy, was that well blocked.
How'd that look from your end, Eric?
Tremendous. The way he elusively turned the corner there, I thought he was going to get tackled by Lafferty from Haverford down in the secondary, but he just turned the corner. Looked pretty. Kind of reminded me of my guy, Abel Hoff.
Those little jets on his shoes really help.
6:19 to go here in the first quarter, and drawing first blood, the blue, here at the 40th annual Hero Bowl.
Jamie Fisher of Ridley on to attempt the extra point. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick has plenty of leg, and it is good. So, 6:19 to play in that first quarter, as Dave Berman mentioned. We'll take a short timeout. The blue on top, 7-0 here in the opening quarter of the Hero Bowl. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
Introducing lunch at Outback every bloomin' day. Hurry in for all your Outback favorites, plus new Aussie tacos, new savory ribeye melt, and our delicious burgers. Over 70 lunch combinations starting at just $6.99. It's lunch at last, every day at Outback. In the Outback, every Wednesday means a three-course meal for just $12.99. So we're cooking up some of our favourite entrees, like our mouth-watering signature sirloin with soup or salad, a side, and dessert.
Visit Outback Steakhouse in Springfield at Old Sprawl Shopping Center on Baltimore Pike.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
A 75-yard scoring drive for the Blue to start the game here. All 75 of it on the ground. Are you shocked by that with head coach Kevin Clancy calling the shots?
Well, I am amazed.
They threw one pass. It fell incomplete, so back to the ground they go, and well done for the Blue offense. And now we'll see if the Red Squad can answer here midway through this first quarter. They'll get the ball back. Coming off the leg of Jamie Fisher, who has the tee halfway between the hash marks at the 35. Standing deep to return, Kevin Miller of Chichester and Abel Hoff of Marple Newtown. Their heels right at about the goal line. Fisher in the pregame warm-ups was hitting field goals from the 50-yard range. So certainly has the leg for it. But he has it teed, and I think Blue is a man short right now. And okay, there we go. They've got 11 on the field. Fisher approaches. Low line drive kickoff. It's going to take one hop and come into the belly of Abel Hoff at the 5-yard line. Looking for running room straight ahead. Dances around from one man and then is tumbled at the 24-yard line. And he'll give him the 25 and get the red offense started right there. We'll see who comes out on the field first. Each team with two quarterbacks on the roster and a couple of running backs, and it'll be Jack Donaghy of Haverford who will start the offense. Hoff will stay on the field at wide receiver, joined by Justin DiCarlo of Radnor at wide receiver. Number 44 is Chase Pattinson, tight end out of Innerboro, and Marcus Weathers is a split end to the right side. Backs to either side, Hoff and Miller on either side of Donaghy, who's in the gun. They give it to Hoff, looking for running room straight ahead, and he is belted. Absolutely pummeled by number 54 in blue. That's Tim Klingerman from Bonner Prendergast. Gain of about 2.
Very impressive program, game program here for the Hero Bowl. Unbelievable job they've done here, and a nice shout-out to havenfootball.net. With an old, looks like an old picture here, Mike.
Yeah, it is an old picture in the program. Sorry, Dave. We'll have to do a new one. We'll have to include the Marple Newtown guys too.
Hoff wing to the left. Receivers are split. Donaghy on second down and 8. They send Hoff in motion, fake it to him. No, give it to him on the jet sweep, trying to turn the corner. Has room around across the 30, 35, and look at the wheels on this guy. Turns across the 40-yard line out to the 41, and Abel Hoff with lots of running room. And you guys saw plenty of that, Eric, didn't you?
Oh, what a weapon he is. I mean, it might be him versus Rui tonight. What do you think? I mean, both number one. But now we enjoyed him all season. What a dynamic player.
And he also has a lot of Marble Newtown records to go along with it. He broke several Delaware County in receiving as well.
He was knocked out of bounds on that play by number 23, McKenzie from Upper Darby.
First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Slot to either side, split to either side as well. Pattinson slot right. Back to pass is Donaghy for the first time. Looking down the seam he goes. Has Hoff out there. He makes the catch. Stars feet and loses his footing. Tripped over the 30-yard line, and he's down inside near the 25.
He caught that with guys draped all over him. Abel Hoff did that in the regular season, continues to do it now in these specialized games. He's just one-handed catch.
Well, I mean, which is great kudos, but how about the pass that got it there?
Donaghy put it right in the breadbasket. Coverage could not have been better, honestly. And, again, everybody in man-to-man coverage all night. And, again, a receiver like Hoff and certainly some others on the field tonight. We'll have a little room. Checking in at running back now is number 26, Ed Nelson Jr. of Chester. It's Donaghy on a keeper on first and 10, and he's not going very far this time. He'll be locked up maybe after a yard, to be generous. Second down and 9 upcoming.
Clock 4.5 to go here in quarter number 1, the 40th annual Hero Bowl. Basically, the Delaware County High School Football All-Star Game, where Cardinal O'Hara High School here in Springfield, 7-0 in favor of the Blue.
Blue defense on their heels a bit here, and understandably so. Both teams' defenses bending early. Red trying to answer now. Two receivers to either side. Nelson catches the pass in the right flat, looking for room across the 20, 15. Good wheels there. He's banged out of bounds, but not before he picks up the 11-yard line right there.
Ed Nelson, Jr. of Chester High School, and he was getting a lot of Division II looks, including Bloomsburg, heavily interested in Nelson.
They'll spot it just outside the 10-yard line, so the sticks are still up there on the far sideline. Pick up 14. Donaghy, two for his first two, throwing it. Connecting with Hoff and now Nelson. Donaghy in the gun from the right hash mark. Weathers, single receiver to the right. Trips now, bunch formation to the left. Donaghy back, looking Weathers' way, now rolling to his right, looking, firing to the end zone on the crossing pattern, complete, caught for a touchdown. Nicely done by Pattinson, coming all the way across the field, and Donaghy delivers with a chance to tie for the Red, 3:45 to play here in the first quarter.
How'd that look down there, Dave?
The ability to keep his head up and continue to look down the field is so underrated for these quarterbacks, and he was able to just loft it, and what a great catch in the corner.
We saw, Mike, broadcast, Haverford High School basketball, Donaghy, very impressive hoops.
Yep.
Lambrizios on to attempt the extra point. Donaghy will hold. Snap is high. They get it down. The kick is away and good. I'm not sure how it wasn't blocked.
Oh, my goodness.
Calvin Fielding was coming off the edge, and they somehow snuck it past him, and we have ourselves a tie football game. Each team with a possession, each team with a touchdown. We're 7-7 late in the first quarter. Thanks to our sponsor. We'll be back in a moment here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the 40th annual Hero Bowl, the 10th in a row we've covered here on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Dave Berman doing the color commentary for the first quarter. Mike Mayer doing the engineering and sound and color commentary as well. And we're joined on the sidelines by Eric DiBentima and Dave DePasqua of MarpleNewtownFootball.com. Thanks again in advance to Steve Reynolds, who'll join us for the second and third quarter. And, of course, to Jim Alsman, does a little bit of everything at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. So 7-7, a 75-yard scoring drive for the blue and a 75-yard scoring drive for the red. Line drive kickoff from Lambrizio is going to take a hop, squirt away, and now it's juggled inside the 5-yard line, and picking up and trying to come forward is, I believe it's number 23 when he gets up, but we're going to have to unpile from Justin DiCarlo of Radnor on the tackle. I think that's our, is it 22 or 23? Yeah, 22, okay. Yep. So that was Santos, Christian Santos out of Penwood on the return. He and Arlo Lee, similar build, and they're wearing 22 and 23. That jersey gets bunched up. It's going to be a little tricky, but we'll do what he can.
Brian, how about the play, the tremendous play in this game?
So far, yeah, I mean, there's just, knock on wood, no flags. Both offensive lines exerting their will. You've had one incompletion in four pass attempts between the two teams. It's been terrific so far. Three wide receivers, and I think you got 12 men on the field here, don't you? Yeah, okay. They broke that one with 12 men. The officials are going to let that one go. Two receivers to the left. Two backs on either side. Manat, they go with an option pitch and looking for room as Isaiah Brucey's got the corner and more. 20, 25, cuts inside, still on his feet. He has himself a first down out at the 31-yard line.
Boy, it's just some great speed. You know, that's the fun part about watching an all-star caliber group of kids. They're all players. They're all good. And, you know, every kid that gets the ball, it's like, oh, this is so cool. And that was a great run.
Isaiah Bruce was awfully fun to watch for the last, certainly at last year, but we saw sparks, little hints of it late in the prior season, his junior year, where he was sharing time in the backfield, but he put on some muscle, some speed, and again, just turned into a fantastic runner. He's on the left hip of Christophe Manat, and Manat's going to option the other way this time. The toss outside to Barley, and he is going to be slung down for a loss. Nice work there by Granahan of Garnet Valley. We haven't mentioned too much of the defensive players just yet with all the offense back and forth, but Granahan of Garnet Valley on the defensive line right now, along with number 32, Mickey Kober of Haverford School. Naeem Little of Chester joins them on the defensive line, along with defensive end from Marple Newtown, Noah Turner. Linebackers include, again, we mentioned Mickey Kober at linebacker, Billy Farrell from Haverford at linebacker at the moment, and number 15 is Griffin Monahan of Radnor. We'll get to the secondary in a moment. Manat with backs to either side. Two receivers to the right, and he rolls that way on first and 10. A little throwback. There's room out here for Bruce. He's got his man out there. Juggles in. Complete. Oh, just off the mark. Bruce got two hands on it at the midfield stripe. If he catches it, they won't catch him. But it falls incomplete.
Had a mismatch there. Monahan on the coverage there, coming up from linebacker. But Bruce should have had that ball.
And, again, should have been caught.
That's what makes it a great sport.
And that's, again, just one he'd like to have back. So Manat has missed on two of his, he's 0 for 2 throwing it. Looked in the directions of his teammates so far, overthrew Morton. And that one not too far off the mark, and Bruce just couldn't haul it in. So they'll try again from the 30-yard line, second down and 10. Receivers split to either side, slot to either side as well. Dunn and Rooley in either slot. Back to pass on second and 10. Manat firing to the outside, has a man out there. Rooley incomplete, just shy of midfield.
Receivers have been open. They're just getting a little hard to connect with.
So it looks as if, for the moment, with this being the second series for the Blue, I wonder if the quarterbacks are just going to share quarter by quarter. We've had some years where it's literally series by series and really keep us guessing. But for the moment, it's going to be with 1:48 to play here in the opening quarter.
7-7 ball game.
And, yeah, just is there a timeout called? Not sure here. Jamie Fisher is on the field, the kicker. Okay. All right, fourth down upcoming, and Fisher will be punt, serve as the punter tonight as well. Okay. So, standing deep, Ethan Samuel of Haverford High. Stands with his toes at his own 30-yard line, awaiting the kick from Fisher. So three in after one first down, three and out goes the blue. High spiraling kick. Fair catch signal for and made by Samuel right at that 30-yard line. So they've had that scouted pretty well. And the red will get their second crack at it here on the offensive side of the ball. 1:39 to go here in the opening quarter. Still moving left to right is the red team. So the blue defense at the moment includes Let's see here. as they break from the sideline here, number 51 is Sean Page, two-way lineman out of Upper Darby. One of the few guys who was first-team all-Delco at two positions. But we'll get back to that in just a moment here for the rest of the defense. In at quarterback, Matt Hamby of Garnet Valley. He's in the shotgun. The inside give is to Nelson, and Nelson is wrapped up at the 32-yard line. Caught there by number 56, another Upper Darby guy, Dane Burke, who's in at linebacker. Number 58 on the defensive line is Zeno Temple from Upper Darby as well. Joined there by number 16 out of Ridley, Dom Pinto is lined up at right defensive end. Number 36, another Ridley guy, Antonio Petrel. So two Upper Darby and two Ridley guys are your down four right now. Second down and eight upcoming here. Two receivers, one to either side, and two backs alongside of Matt Hamby. In the gun again, back to pass, looking, rolling to his left. Eyes downfield, floats it, looking for Kevin Miller, incomplete, trying to just dump it off in the left flat, and Hamby overshoots him on his first attempt of the night. Third down and eight upcoming, Dave.
Yeah, we have 46.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Hero Bowl, Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield. We're tied at seven.
Yeah, number 35, Michael Berg, was defending that, and they were right there. I'm not too sure if that pass was complete. He had more than a foot to go or so before he was going to be taken down. But I think sometimes it's just better to just let the ball hit the turf.
How about a big shout-out for the cheerleaders here tonight?
Well, we'll get to them. There's an extended halftime show. We're going to rattle off all their names. They've done a terrific job again from multiple schools getting together and putting routines together leading into tonight. Four wide receivers for Hamby on third and seven. From the 33, back looking to his left, fires down the seam, complete. Good coverage, good catch, good tackling. But still a first down. Nice execution on all parts there. And going up to get it is Umar DeGraffenried, wide receiver, 6'1", 165-pound senior out of Chester. Takes it out to the 45-yard line, 12-yard gain, and a red first down.
Tackle by Dane Burke of the Blue.
And well covered, well covered.
Yeah, yeah, just good football all around. Good delivery, good catch in traffic, and DeGraffenried gets it lined up. So timeout on the field here. We'll take a short one with them. Come back in about 30 seconds. Glad you're listening. Live or on the archive, tie game here at the 40th Annual Hero Bowl here on havenfootball.net.
Hey, Tigers fans. Can't catch the game? The Tigers Radio Network has you covered. Since 2008, the Tigers Radio Network has provided complete coverage of Marple Newtown football. From the sidelines to the guys in the booth, they put you right in the middle of the action. Be sure to tune in to the season opener against Archbishop Carroll on Friday, August 26, 2016 at 7 p.m. All games and archives of the Tigers Radio Network can be found exclusively at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And remember, go Tigers!
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
First and 10 from their own 45. The Red has Matt Hamby in the shotgun, takes a snap, dances away from one man momentarily, and dives forward for a gain of about two. Looked like he was going to be sacked there for a moment, but good balance. And Hamby, who is headed to Franklin and Marshall in the fall, and ironically, also headed to Franklin and Marshall is Jack Donaghy, who, so both quarterbacks for the Red tonight headed to the same school this fall.
And that's
he picks
it.
Up two.
End of the first quarter.
That's, yeah, look at that. Clock has struck zero in the first quarter. We'll get a couple extra words in from our sponsors and everybody who's supporting havenfootball.net and tonight's broadcast of the Hero Bowl. Thanks to Dave Berman for joining us in the first quarter. He'll be back in the fourth. We'll be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football. Right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to second quarter action. Getting ready to start this second quarter at the 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Sideline tonight are the voices at MarpleNewtownFootball.com, Eric DiPentima and Dave DePasqua. And joining me now for color commentary, another Marple guy, Steve Reynolds. Glad you're here, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's good to be back on air.
All right, second down and 8. Jet sweep looking for room is Alexander of Chester, turning the corner on the right side. Horse collar there at the 50-yard line, and no flag. He's going to be taken down at the 49. Across that midfield stripe, and it's going to bring up third down and about 4.
You called it, Brian. Jet sweep out to the right, and number 21, Ray Argo from Chichester, does a good job keeping his outside arm free and bringing down the ball carrier, bringing up third down.
Third down and about 3. Matt Hamby, Garnet Valley quarterback, has receivers split to the left side. Number 8, Bobby McClure, second team all Delco from Haverford. Receivers split to the far side, slot to either side as well. Third down and 3. Hamby fires to the left flat, has Kevin Miller of Chichester looking for running room. Spins away from one man, is close to a first down, but I think he's short. Good pursuit from Burke out of Upper Darby along with his... A couple guys have their jerseys bunched up at this point, and we'll do our best to figure that out. But that might be...
About 4th and 1.
Yeah, it's going to be 4th and 1. I wanted to see who else was in on the tackle, but
look like Zeno way. Temple, number 58, Zeno Temple.
There you go. So good work there from the pursuit as Miller, at the moment he caught it, looked like he had a whole lot more room, but pickup of just 2.
You're 46. I would go for it. They are going for it.
Yep. 4th and 1 yard. Pattinson, tight end out of Innerboro, lines up slot right. Backs to either side, split to either side as well. Hamby in the shotgun. Back to pass. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught by Pattinson, who hauls it in at the 20 and tumbles inside the 15 to the 12-yard line. So 4th and 1, they go deep down the seam, and Pattinson has his second catch of the game. Had the 11-yard touchdown catch late in the first quarter, and here a big 4th and 1 conversion.
Love the play call there. 4th and 1. Go for it all there. Coach Gallagher from Haverford, offensive coordinator, lets his quarterback throw it there, and big completion, setting up first down inside the red zone.
Yeah, very gutsy. It could have gone wrong in so many different ways, and you end up turning the ball over, but good for them.
Hamby has him in business now, 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line. Kevin Miller on his left hip. Wing comes in motion now. Snap is juggled. Hamby's just going to have to pick it up and go with it. And he actually picks up 3 yards. Nice work there by the offensive front. Give him a little bit of room, including number 74, Brandon Tynes out of Innerboro, leading the way, along with 78, Jake Buchanan from Pencrest. Left side of that line gave Hamby a little bit of running room. 2nd down and 7.
Hamby, good job there. Smart play. Picks it up, makes something out of nothing. Picks up a few yards on the bobbled snap.
Rashi Alexander into the game now. Chester running back lines up slot to the left. Miller is your running back. Pattinson slot to the right. On 2nd down and 7, Hamby is back. Looking. Slant on the near side. It is deflected, nearly intercepted. Oh, and he wants that one back. Tipped away by number 21 in blue, William McQueen out of Academy Park. And, oh, he would have loved to have that one. There was a lot of green in front of him.
Yeah, they're going to call, I assume, pass interference. But I'm not too sure the ball was deflected.
The ref on the far side called it tipped.
Okay.
Right.
So they're going to pick up the flag.
All right.
Good catch down there, guys.
Good job by the officials. Okay. Correct that call there. As they do say, it was tipped.
Yep.
The only thing that could have been a penalty is if there was a push before the ball was tipped. That would have, you know, and it would have been catchable as well.
3rd down and 7 now. Hamby breaks the huddle with 2 receivers to either side. Kevin Miller of Chichester to his right.
3rd down.
Hamby barks out the signals on 3rd and 7. Back, looking, firing to the right side at the pylon. Incomplete over the head of Umar DeGraffenried of Chester. And now it's decision time. It wouldn't shock me to see the field goal unit come on here. Lambrizios, generally speaking, has been automatic for, well, most of his high school career, right?
That's right. It's a good call here by head coach Mike Murray from the Haverford School. Lambrizio's going to Westchester.
Use the talent you have, and they got a talented kicker tonight.
27-yard field goal attempt upcoming. Jack Donaghy will hold. Snap is one hop there. Lambrizio's, and the kick is blocked. It is loose on the play, still scrambling for it, and again, low snap disrupted things. And really just jailbreak there for the blue coming in.
On the other hand, coordinating an offensive play that involves a field goal is not easy
with
kids who haven't picked up a ball in the last 6 months.
it's amazing to me actually coming to this game every year how effective the offenses really are, and a lot of it even passing pass-heavy offenses where these guys, you know, speaks well of the little bit of practice time that these guys get.
Well, you know, you can almost, you know, we're all of us are former athletes here in high school, but you can almost feel the adrenaline kick for some of these kids when they get that ball for the first play of the night and they're suddenly green in front of them and they're just gone.
Patrick Stewart of Harriton now in at quarterback. Alongside of him for the Blue is Deep Barley, and he'll let it fly on the first play. And there's a flag coming as Santos down a fly pattern here down the near sideline. Was just flat out wrapped up by Zane Horn. And you're going to end up with a 15-yard pass interference penalty to start things here for the Blue.
Horn was hip to hip with the receiver all the way down. Then at last second he turned and just gave him a little push, and that's what drew the flag.
Well, yeah, if he'd been reaching for the ball, but he was he didn't know where the ball was.
So they're going to mark this out of the 35, or, well, out near the 35, right?
I'm going to say somebody better remove the chains.
Okay, now 31-yard line. Okay. All right, so 15-yard pass interference penalty. First flag of the game comes in at the 8:48 mark of this second quarter. Not too bad. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Patrick Stewart in the gun. Going to give it to Barley with a little running room off this right edge, and he turns upfield still on his feet, tiptoes down the sideline, and stepped on that sideline at the 47-yard line.
He might have been gone.
Barley picks up 15 as the right side of that line just collapsed everybody.
Great job there by Stewart. He really read that. He held that ball, let the DN crash, gave it off to Barley, and he got the outside for a first down.
Gain of 15 on the play, and Blue on the move again. Tied at 7 here, midway through this second quarter. Red was driving, but had a field goal blocked. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right again. Stewart fakes to Barley this time. He's going to be belted and wrapped up by big 75 Matt Traynor out of Marple Newtown. They're going to lose a couple there and bring up second down and 12.
Traynor doing a good job crashing in. This time Stewart kept it, and Traynor was there to meet him. Traynor heading to Ursinus, along with his high school teammate Marcus Weathers this fall.
Yeah, quite a contingent of Marple Newtown guys on the field tonight. We'll get to we've named a number of them already. We'll make sure we catch everybody here soon. They'll try again on second and 12. Santos split to the right, three to the left. Stewart down the middle this time. It's complete and still on his feet as Chris Dunn took a big hit, but hangs on to the football and is in red territory here. And they'll mark it at the 49-yard line. Brings up a third and much more manageable 5. Gain of 7 on the play.
Stewart put that only where his receiver could get it. Three defenders were around him, but a good reception there and makes it a more manageable third down.
Yeah, the execution on these nights always amazes me.
Yeah.
Always amazes me.
First completed pass of the evening for the Blue squad. Brings up third down and about 5. Back into the game is Ruley. He's slot to the right. Dunn slot left. Pat Stewart takes the snap, has time. Look, steps up in the pocket, fires, has a man out there. It's Barley coming back to the football and could not hang on. Good coverage by number 34, Billy Farrell. But Barley had a shot at it down near the 30.
Yeah, Barley made a good adjustment on the ball to catch it and just went through his hands, couldn't haul it in. So fourth down, a big decision here. I expect him to punt it because they're at midfield.
But Steve, coming out of his break, he seemed like he lost his footing when he's coming back to the ball. That's partially why that was incomplete.
Good look there, Dave, down not too far from where you're standing. Jamie Fisher will punt it away. Ridley punter looking to kick it away to Ethan Samuel. Low line drive kick. Samuel may have a shot at this one. Now takes a hop and bounces away from him. Now takes a red bounce and it'll be down at the 16-yard line by number 28, Sterling Collier out of Glen Mills. So the red will take over. 6:53 to play here in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. And Steve, we mentioned, great turnout for Marple Newtown tonight. 9 guys: Abel Hoff, Marcus Weathers, Noah Turner, George Lambrizios, Gino DiCamillo, Pat Carr, Matt McKee, Kyle Kelly, and Matt Traynor, all on the Hero Bowl roster this year.
It's almost a full team.
That's a big senior class. All right. Man coverage goes without saying. but two wide receivers either side. Jack Donaghy back in the game. Fires underneath. It is deflected in and out of the hands. Looking for DiCarlo of Radnor.
Well, I thought
on a little hitch.
I thought that was going to be intercepted, which would be very dangerous back in the 15.
So Donaghy misses on his first miss of the night. He's 3 for 4 for 57 yards, including the touchdown pass to Chase Pattinson. Brings up second down and 10 from the 16.
And go back to the execution. I mean, they have only about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks to prepare. Only one penalty tonight, and it's amazing what these guys can do in just little time.
And this is a nice, cool night. They've been practicing in some terrible heat.
Weather split to the right. Two backs this time behind Donaghy, and now there's flags. Pre-snap movement here, and I think the red is going backwards, but everybody pointing fingers here, so we'll let the guys in stripes figure it out.
It looked like the right guard of red jumped early, and they're going to bring it back 5 yards.
It's going to bring up second down and 15, as you are correct, Dave. And now, just when we get talking about how clean the game is and the execution, and now we get flags.
Hopefully I didn't start a trend there, Brian.
That's right. That's we've been doing it for years. So, all right, second down and 15. Donaghy brings in the play from the far sideline. Coach Joe Gallagher running the offense for the red squad. Marcus Weathers split to the right. DiCarlo to the left. Two backs, again, behind Donaghy. On second and 17, gives to Kevin Miller. Miller with running room. The tailback out of Chichester crosses the 15-yard line out to the 17. So back to the original line of scrimmage plus one. Brings up third down and about 9.
Sterling Collier from Glenn Mills in on the tackle.
Yeah, again, the defensive guys. We're going to try to rattle off as many as we can here. Sean Douglas from Bonner-Prendergast is in the game now at defensive back, along with Calvin Fielding of Upper Darby. Fielding headed to East Stroudsburg in the fall. Brings up third down. Third down and about 8. Donaghy, play fake. Back to pass under heavy pressure now. Dances away from one man but can't get away from big number 5, Jordan Johnson. 6'5" out of Penwood. Swallows up Donaghy, and it brings up fourth and forever.
Great coverage in the secondary for the blue team. Allows Johnson to come up from behind and bring down Donaghy to force a punt here.
Fourth and 11.
It looked like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like off that play action, he went to slip to Abel Hoff coming off the edge.
Yeah, Hoff is, he can, oh, they're going to go for it here. Wow, look at this. Do they know it's fourth down?
Blue didn't have enough players on the field, so they tried to get the snap off before they called timeout, but luckily the refs awarded them that.
Okay, all right. So I'm wondering if that timeout for the Blue doesn't cause Red to reconsider here with a tie football game, 5:27 to play here before halftime, and Jamie Fisher of Ridley can certainly change field position pretty quickly with his right leg. But, again, speaking of Ridley, we'll mention good representation there as well. 8 Ridley kids out there tonight. Dom Pinto, Chris Dunn, Tom Riley, Gene Gibbons, Antonio Petrel, Matt Cipollone, Dennis Kennedy, and Jamie Fisher. Springfield sent 3 guys. Dan Archibong, who is in street clothes tonight. He's headed to Temple in the fall, but on the roster. Tom Becker, the linebacker, and Matt Sella, who's been playing left tackle for much of this first half. Sun Valley. For the blue squad, includes Wally Sabri, Bobby Coons, Anthony Ruggiero, and Logan Markley. Glenn Mills has 3 guys, Josh Bryant, Tyson Vest, and Sterling Collier, as Steve mentioned, who was in on a recent tackle. They are going to go for it. Look at this. 4th and 12. Back to pass Donaghy. He wants Hoff deep down the middle. He has a step. He has it off his hands.
Great defense.
And incomplete at the midfield stripe. Well, they took their shot. They said, our guy is faster than yours. And they were right, but they just could not connect at the midfield stripe. Nice play there to break it up by number 33, Sean Douglas, who was trailing the play. But, boy, another that ball's thrown maybe another foot further. Hoff doesn't have to come back for it, and you end up with a big play.
You said it, Brian. Hoff had him beat, as he has been doing all season long, but a great defensive play. Last second, he puts his hands in there and breaks it up. So outstanding field position right here for the Blue to try to put some points on the board before the half.
Put terrible pressure on the red defense.
Nose of the football at the 15-yard line. Moving left to right here in the second quarter, Blue knocking on the door. Pat Stewart of Harrington is your quarterback. Sends a motion man, Chris Dunn. They give it to Dunn, looking for room off this right side on the jet sweep. He has not a lot of room and stretches forward to just get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Nice job there by the red defense to stretch that out.
Absolutely. They're really going to have to suck this one up to hold this off. That's not going to be easy to do.
Great job by Noah Turner from Marple Newtown. Kept his outside arm free. Forced that play inside. Let the linebackers come in and make the play. So just what you want your defensive end to do right there for the red team.
Yeah, that outside linebacker just streaked to the corner to make sure nobody got around him, which did exactly what he should do.
Shaquan Cobb checks in at defensive tackle out of Chichester for the red team. Barley on the left hip of your quarterback, Matt Hamby. Receiver split to the right and three to the left. They roll that way to the strong side of the field to the left. Hamby throwing, incomplete. Pat Stewart firing incomplete, looking for Rooley in the back of the end zone. Brings up third down.
Stewart had to just launch that in the corner of the end zone because he saw DeAndre Dale, number 70, just break through the line. And he wanted to get that ball out of his hands quick.
Yeah, and it was a smart move. I mean, it was definitely under pressure. Definitely a forced throw.
Dill wearing number 70 and, again, 6'3", 295, headed to Central Michigan this fall. Also in the defensive backfield for the Red at the moment includes Josh Lafferty out of Haverford. Number 21 covering this boundary corner is Ray Argro out of Chichester. And number 12 is Zach Connor of Garnet Valley. He's singled up on the far sideline. Two receivers to either side on third down and 10. Jet sweep to Rooley, and he goes nowhere. We mentioned him a moment ago. Shaquan Cobb out of Chichester just checked into the game two plays ago, and he meets Rooley for a loss of four on the play.
If been there early, any earlier, we got the handoff.
Fourth and 14, and I think Jamie Fisher is going to come on and try a field goal. Clock ticks, 4:05, 4:04, and counting here in the first half. We're tied at 7. And Jamie Fisher of Ridley now looking to untie this from 36 yards out. Pat Stewart of Harrington will hold it. So 4th and 14, and this will be a huge stop for the Red, considering 1st and 10 from the 15. If they could come out of this with no points, the Red could get a big swing here. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and Fisher is good. From 36 yards out, it would have been good from 50. Jamie Fisher pounds it through, and it's 10-7 Blue. Well, we'll take a short timeout on a fast-moving second quarter. Blue on top, 10-7 in the 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, the Blue team had a negative yardage scoring drive, as it turns out, but all things considered, they'll take that 10-7 lead. First and 10 at the 15, turned into 4th and 14 pretty quickly, but Jamie Fisher pounds it through from 36 yards out, and he now has it teed up at the 35-yard line, ready to kick it away to the red team. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Steve Reynolds here in the booth. Jim Alsman working the stats and more, and down on the sideline tonight, Dave DePasqua and Eric DiPatima. It's been a fun and very well-played and competitive game thus far. We'll see what the next 4 minutes brings. Low line drive kick. It's going to take a hop and over the hands of Kevin Miller. Ball's not blown dead just yet, and Miller's going to need to pick it up before anybody else does.
Yep.
Those of you used to watching the professional game, high school rules are a little bit different in terms of touchbacks, but I guess the official ruled that maybe it must have hit Miller. Otherwise, if it rolls cleanly into the end zone, it's just a touchback. But either way, first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
It hopped over.
Okay. That's right. Our official down there inside the 20.
I got you covered.
Yeah, that's right. Dave had a good look at it. Very good. So first and 10 for the red team. They went four and out on their last drive. disrupted by penalties. And now Matt Hamby of Garnet Valley into the ball game. Kevin Miller in at halfback. Wing to the left. Receiver split to either side. Give inside is to Miller. Dances away from one man. Crosses the 20 out to the 22. And is met there by number 5, Jordan Johnson, who had a sack on the last series. Makes the stop here.
Johnson does a good job of sitting there, staying home, and meeting the ball carrier right in the middle of the hole.
Second down and about 8. Clock ticks, 3:08, 3:07, 3:06 and counting to play here in the first half. 10-7 blue, but red trying to turn the tables here from their own 22-yard line. Bunch formation to either side. Two receivers either way, and Hamby wants it all. Deep down the far sideline, overshoots everybody by about 8 yards. Had Pattinson out there, but again, very well covered. Calvin Fielding of Upper Darby in coverage. Fielding, first team all Delco, 114 tackles for a secondary player. Is just tremendous, and three interceptions to go with it. They're going to miss him. Upper Darby's secondary for the last couple of years has really been a strength of their program and just seemed to turn out good defensive backs.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, man-to-man, the whole idea of man-to-man as a rule is to make it easier for the passes to be completed. But, boy, defenders are staying with their guys.
Third and 8. Two receivers to either side. Hamby looking to his left. Firing to the near side. Incomplete. Thrown a little behind Bobby McClure of Haverford.
There was some miscommunication on that play because the Haverford wide receiver looked like he was trying to run a slant, and the quarterback wanted him to run a dig route coming back in.
And now decision time again, or so it seems. I mean, they went for it earlier on fourth down and 10 from about this same spot on the field.
Looks like they're going to keep Hamby on the field once again.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, yeah, I know it's an all-star game, and I know it doesn't count towards anything, but smart football tells you to punt it away, particularly when you're down by 3 with 2.5 minutes left in the game.
Quick question, is Lane Breitios the punter?
I believe so.
Interesting. He didn't punt for Marple this year.
Okay. DeGraffenreid split to the right, McClure to the left, slot to either side. Hamby's, they spread the field for him, he's going to keep it himself. Looking for running room, he's not going to find much. Crosses the 20, back to the 22, which essentially is your line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and now the blue back on the field with a 3-point lead and 2:27 from till halftime. A chance to really stretch this lead. So again, rolled the dice and, came up snake eyes the last time, and now the second time in a row, Steve, that didn't pan out for the red.
Yeah, not giving the red defense a lot of confidence here with such a short field. So
yeah. All right. Christoph Minot of Upper Darby back in the game at quarterback for the blue. Morton split to the left. Dunn slot left. Two receivers to either side from the 22. Rulli in motion. They fake it to him and Minot and throws. Oh, he wanted it back and throws incomplete. Looking in the direction of 25 Tom Riley out of Ridley, and then at the last minute it looked like he wanted to pull it down, and instead short hops the linebacker, incomplete there. So I don't know, had just second guessed himself there as he let it go. So Minot has yet to complete a pass, and it brings up second down and 10 from the 22. Riley split to the right, Morton to the left. In at halfback now is Jermaine Wesley of Academy Park. Back to pass again, but not fires incomplete. Underthrows Morton down near the 15-yard line, and here we go. Another whistle coming in late. Was there a flag? Or just
I don't see a flag. Just some extra pushing after the whistle.
Okay, just some extra fun, extra football between plays.
And I don't know if this is new, but they have two guys on either sideline in red shirts with headsets, and I think they're just regulating the game. They give official timeouts and just to make sure everything's running smoothly.
That's right. Yeah, Tom Ryan is one of them.
Tom Ryan, yeah,
from Radnor.
Can't see who's on this side, but
and
I think the reason for that is the heat. I mean, it's June. You don't really play in this type of heat, so they do give official timeouts, let these guys rest up, which is smart.
Yep. There have been some years, recent years, that it has been brutal, actually, with high humidity. And, Mike, you always bring the box fan. I'm appreciative, but tonight we could actually, I don't want to say we could get away without it, but there have been, this is certainly more comfortable than years past.
Well, as we were preparing for this, and, you know, the weather last week was brutal, supposed to cool down a little bit, but kind of hung in there, stayed humid, stayed warm. Like, oh. You know, fortunately, the booth at Cardinal O'Hare is relatively small and open windows and doors all the way around, so any breeze is great. But that Widener booth is sealed off, man, and we used to walk in there. It was 120 degrees.
All right. They'll try it again. Third down and 10. After two incompletions off the arm of Christophe Minot, Jermaine Wesley of Academy Park in the game at halfback. They play fake, and Minot's going to keep it himself. Quarterback draw, and he runs into Noah Turner at the 15-yard line.
Great job again by Turner, staying home. As Minot pulls it, Turner's there to meet him. Going to bring up fourth down.
And Blue's going to call timeout here. So 1:43 to play here before halftime. The head coach Kevin Clancy in the Blue, assisted by Dennis Decker on the offensive side of the ball, will be talking it over on fourth down and about three. I mean, again, distance-wise, I think you're in great shape here to try a field goal for Fisher.
Yeah, based on the foot he showed last time.
Yeah.
You know.
But that being said, maybe you pick up a first down and then milk clock the rest of the way and score anyway.
Blue also got the ball to start the game. So, I mean, right. They could really put a dagger here if they get a touchdown and trying just to go up by two scores.
Yeah.
But you never know. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for it, though.
You got to think differently because, you know, during the season, you guys cover Coach Clancy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Probably kicking a field goal here if you have the kicker. But
if you have a kicker,
yeah.
Right.
Well, he has the kicker, but they're going to keep the offense on the field anyway. Two receivers to either side. Fourth down and almost three. And now it's going to turn into fourth down and almost eight. Off false start on the left side of the formation, and now I wonder if Fisher's going to get a crack at it here.
That's what it looks like. He's trotting on the field.
Well, that's one way to make it easier on your coach anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, I tell you, for Red, as happy as they are to see the penalty, this could not be a good move. Because that was going to be a four-yard gain needed for a first down.
Yeah.
Now you got to, if he can get a clean kickoff, he could definitely make this.
Well, if he makes this, Red will get the ball momentarily and then also to start the second half. Fisher will try it from 37. Kick is away, this time low coming out and not enough legs.
Yeah, that was tipped.
I don't know, could you guys see on the sideline there?
Yeah, Mickey Kober with the tip, number 32 from Haverford with the block punt for the Red squad.
Yeah, the snap, I think, skated the ground or bounced or something, and it took a while to set it up, threw off the timing for the kicker, and then it looked like he got tipped because he should have gotten better height on it than that.
So each team with a blocked field goal tonight, and now twice the Red team has dodged serious trouble.
Yes.
Honestly, if you said you'd give the blue team field position at first and 10 at the 15, first and 10 at the 22, and they'd come up with three total points, I think Red would be pretty pleased with that. At any rate, they'll get the offense on the field for at least one more crack at it here before halftime. Abel Hoff and Marcus Weathers to the right of the formation, single receiver to the left, halfback behind Donaghy, back to pass. Donaghy down the seam he goes. He has Hoff and terrific coverage, knocked away by McKenzie of Upper Darby. He was step for step with Hoff that time and knocks it down out near the 41-yard line.
There's going to be a penalty, roughing the passer back here.
Oh, look at that. Good catch there, Dave. So, boy, disappointing there for Blue because he got a great defensive effort in the secondary, and they'll pick up 15 anyway.
You have two of the best in the Central League, cornerback McKenzie, receiver Abel Hoff. The past 2 years that Marple and Upper Darby didn't play each other, so these guys get a shot at each other tonight, which is pretty cool.
McKenzie had 7 interceptions this year, was first-team All-Delco. It's the first year he'd ever played defense. He'd never played defense before. They put him in the secondary, and he ends up second in all of Delaware County in interceptions. Terrific, terrific year for the guy wearing number 23 tonight. All right, a little breathing room for the Red now. Four wide receivers, first and 10 out near their 35-yard line. With 1:22 to play before half, sees part here for Donaghy, so he's going to take it up the middle out near the 40. He's going to bring up second down, and the clock ticks. 1:14, 1:13, 1:12, and now timeout called with 1:12 to play here before halftime. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short timeout with them. Be back in 30 seconds. See what the Red can do. They're trailing by 3 late in the first half here on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, my daughter has some coins. She'd like to turn them into cash.
Did you say cash advance?
Oh, no, coin counting.
I want to buy a dollhouse.
Congratulations. Would you like to hear about our mortgages?
Mortgage? No, she's seven.
Oh, sorry. We do not offer seven-year mortgages at this time.
No, coin counting.
It's time to bank human again. That's why at TD Bank, you can talk to a real person anytime. And yes, we have free customer coin counting. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School, 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Blue on top of the red at the moment, 10-7. But the red trying to even it or do even better before halftime here. Ball at their own 40-yard line, third down and second down and five. Donaghy back to pass, looking down the seam, has Hoff with a step. Hoff slides and makes the catch at the 25-yard line. Got a step that time on McKenzie, and they'll mark this down at the 20. And now the red in business here. Clock stopped momentarily at least to move the chains. Red hustling to the line, gain of 40. Donaghy to Hoff.
Yeah, the Delco player of the year to the Delco all-time single-season reception leader.
Back to passes. Donaghy looking, has himself in trouble, but has a man out there. Weathers flags on the play. Weathers makes the catch inside the five, and we'll check the flag. Did he push off, or are we going to end up with defensive pass interference? You're looking at first and goal from the one, or offensive interference. We'll see.
Could be a hold on the defense, too. It looked like Weathers got held, and then we'll see what they call.
They're pointing toward the defense.
Let's see here. If that's the case, my guess is Red takes the result of the play as Weathers lost his footing but are coming back to the football. But either way, he'd be down near the one-yard line.
They just asked the Red coaches and they declined it.
Yep, result of the play is going to give them 19 yards and first and goal from the one.
I didn't see what happened, but Weathers was so wide open, I feel like the defender might have slipped and just tug him a little bit.
Clock ticks inside of a minute now. On first down, give it to Hoff, trying to corner on that right side, and he is belted out of bounds. Shy of the goal line. Nice work there by number 20, Bobby Coons, to bang him out of bounds on that far sideline. But clock stops with 48.5 seconds to play here before half. So Red knocking on the door on the strength of two receptions from Marple Newtown receivers. Hoff for 40. And then Weathers for 19. Second and goal from the one. They break the huddle with Justin DiCarlo. Split to the left. Weathers to the right. Wing right is Abel Hoff. On second down and goal. Give is inside and looking off the right tackle is the halfback, and I don't think he got it. Blue drives him backwards. Couldn't see if that was 25 or 26. Is that Alexander or Nelson running the ball there? Not sure if Eric.
26, yeah, I think. Yeah, that was 26.
They're both from Chester. 25 and 26.
Yeah, that was 26. Nelson with the carry there.
Okay, Ed Nelson Jr. stopped for no gain. Good defensive pursuit there for the Blue.
Red's called a timeout.
And now Red calls timeout after just really 2 seconds fall off the clock.
And the Blue defense doing their part now after the Red defense was two great stops in the red zone. Blue defense trying to return that favor here. And tell you what, the last time I saw Donahue on a football field was that Thanksgiving game for the Central League title, one of the best games I've seen, and to see him drive down the field, he's doing that right now once again, and what a remarkable performance that was by him and Haverford. So pretty cool to see these guys out here again doing the same thing.
Yeah, all sorts of fireworks there on that Thanksgiving Day game. Jack Donaghy, accounted for seven touchdowns in total that day. Isaiah Bruce ran for 200-plus. I mean, just back and forth they went until it was decided in the waning seconds. But, hey, Central League title this year, that's a great way to earn it, to have it come down to the two best teams playing their final game. All right, 46.8 seconds to play here before halftime. Two timeouts have been burned by the Red. Donaghy breaks the huddle with two wide receivers to either side. Back to pass, looking, firing, end zone, caught for a touchdown, and the Red is back on top in the arms of Abel Hoff. He had a 40-yard catch earlier in the drive, so cap it off for the final 1 yard, Donaghy with his second touchdown pass of the game, and Red back on top with 41 seconds to play before half.
Simple three-step drop for Donaghy, and he finds his man Abelhoff on the slant in the end zone. And just like that, as you said, Brian, Red is back on top.
Donaghy completes three passes in a row on that drive, and now Lambrizios on to attempt the extra point. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Lambrizios, plenty of leg, up and good. So, with 41 seconds to play before halftime, Red has jumped on top, 14-10. So we'll take a short timeout, be back for the final 41 seconds, see if Blue can answer before halftime here at the 40th Annual Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
In the Outback, where there's wood, there's flavor. Wood Fire Grilled Favorites, only at Outback. Introducing our new thick natural cut ribeye, juicy and marbled. This steak is truly a cut above the rest. And be sure to try our seasoned, perfectly grilled salmon or tender pork porterhouse. Get in for Wood Fire Grilled Favorites. Only at Outback Steakhouse.
Visit Outback Steakhouse in Springfield at Old Sprawl Shopping Center on Baltimore Pike.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, quite a swing here late in this second quarter. Blue had a field goal blocked. Actually had a chance to go for it on fourth and two. A false start penalty backed them up. Turns into a blocked field goal. Would have given them a six-point lead. Instead, the Blue team trails now 14-10 after Jack Donaghy engineers an 80-yard scoring drive. Abelhoff with two receptions on that drive. The final one, his second one, it lands in the end zone from 1 yard out. 14-10 Red, and George Lambrizios ready to kick it away. Standing deep to return, number six, Clarence Buchanan. He's looking for it, and Lambrizios will not give him a chance. That one cleared the end zone. All the way through the end zone, landed past the end line, and again, Steve, we mentioned it earlier, you know, what a weapon for Marple Newtown the last few years. I mean, most of the time the defense had 80 yards behind him after Lambrizios kicked off.
Yeah, this is only his second year playing football. As I said, going to Westchester to try to earn a starting spot there, but he had over 20 touchbacks this season. And you think about a kicker, he's great for, you know, field goal situations, but the touchback on these kickoffs, that's the biggest weapon they have in the high school level.
Yep.
It easily saves an average of 15 yards off the starting yard line. I mean, normally high school teams get back to 30-35.
Christoph Manat in at quarterback, the Upper Darby senior. I'm going to keep saying senior. I know they're all seniors, but it's force
okay.
of habit
you
here.
You got to be on a roll.
That's right. Two receivers to either side. Jermaine Wesley on his right hip. Back to pass is Manat. Looking down the seam he goes. Has a man out there. It's Morton with a step and juggles. Still has it and does tumble down at the 31-yard line.
What a
grab by Morton, who juggled it for the last 5 yards. Pulled down by Zach Connor of Garnet Valley. But the Blue in business. They may try to clock it here at the 31-yard line. First and 10, they line up. Morton under center. Clock starts, he spikes the football, and gives himself 31.7 seconds to play with here before halftime. 14-10 is your score, but the Blue back in business, the first completion of the night for Manat, and why not go to his favorite target from the regular season, huh?
Yeah, and why not throw, what was that, a 45-yard football, 55-yard football?
Terrific throw.
Outstanding concentration by Morton to hold on to that.
And now you got Fisher warming up on the sidelines, getting ready for a kick.
47 yards on that last gain there. Two receivers to either side. Back to pass on second and 10. Morton wants it all. Has a man out there. It's Rooley in the end zone. Juggles incomplete. Rooley was looking for his second touchdown of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
And couldn't haul it in. Had a couple steps behind the defensive back. Ball thrown over kind of the opposite shoulder. He did have to adjust to it, but he'll be the first to tell you he'd like to have that one back.
That was in Rooley's hands. He did have to come back for it as he turned his entire body, but it wasn't his hands. He should have came down with it. He was also trying to look out of bounds in the back of the end zone as well.
Missed opportunity for the Blue, but third down and 10, and has to give them some confidence. They've two plays in a row gotten well behind the defensive backs here. Manat back to pass. Looking. He wants it all again. Down the far sideline this time. Incomplete. Overthrows Morton, and now you're looking at fourth and 10.
And now we're really seeing where this man coverage comes into play, because it's tough to cover these guys a man when, you know, you have a better athlete across from you. And
yep,
we just seen that three plays in a row.
Well, I think it's – well, it depends. See, in plays like this, I think it's a little bit easier because you know they're not going to call for a 10-yard pass, so you're going to have to streak with them so you can play it back a little bit, play softer, try to get a running start.
Yep.
Of course, they could burn you to death on the inside on that kind of a situation, but you know they're going for the whole thing here. This should be interesting right now.
Fourth and 10. They forego the 50-yard field goal attempt. They'll keep the offense on the field. Two receivers to either side. Wesley in the backfield with Christophe Monat. He's in the gun on fourth and 10. Back to pass. Has time. Steps away from one man. Slips momentarily. Keeping his balance momentarily, but he's going to lose. Won't lose yardage, but he will not pick up a first down. Good pursuit that time by Mickey Kober to trip him up. And the blue comes up empty.
And the red defense once again, come up with a big stop after letting up a huge pass play from Minot to Morton. They force a turnover on downs.
Now we'll see if Red's going to take a knee for the next 11 seconds, or they're going to go for the blood.
In man coverage,
I'd go for it.
You see how far you can throw it and see how fast Abelhoff can run.
It was fourth and one, and they did the play action down the field. I mean, why not heave it? You got 11 seconds.
Yeah, if the first 24 minutes have any indication, I think they're gonna try to go for it.
Well, normally you would say you can't afford a run back for a touchdown. You know, why flip the game for you? But, you know, it's number one, a game that doesn't count. And number two, it's a lot of fun to try something like this. And number three, what's the worst you can do? Lose. Okay, next.
Or a trick play. This is a good time to try one.
I would say going deep is a trick play. But that's
a hook and ladder.
Yeah.
Matt Hamby in at quarterback. Two receivers to either side with 11 seconds to play before half. Looking. He is hit as he throws, and ball falls incomplete. They are going to call it incomplete. Hesitation on the whistle there momentarily. I think making sure that they weren't going to call that a fumble, but incomplete it falls. 5.7 seconds to play before half, and Hamby had the pocket collapse pretty quickly that time.
His arm did go forward, though, on that throw.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Likely the final play of the first half, and barring a defensive penalty or something unusual. Two receivers to either side. Hamby's going to try it again. Looking, firing to the right flat on a wheel route. Incomplete for Kevin Miller. Falls at his feet, and that will do it for the first 24 minutes of action. So, a very well played, a very entertaining first 24 minutes of action. The blue on top of the red on a late touchdown pass from Jack Donaghy to Abel Hoff. 14-10 is your score. So, we have an extended halftime tonight. We will have maybe some interviews of guys coming off the field, perhaps. I'm not sure. Dave, what do you think? Do we have somebody nearby to talk to?
I'm trying to get Marble Newtown's Chris Gicking over here, but they're going in the opposite direction. But I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, we'll see what happens throughout halftime. We have some halftime guests likely. We'll hear from Jim Alsman at halftime as well. Steve Reynolds will be back for the third quarter, and I will be back in a few minutes as well. So stick with us. Glad you joined us for the 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Very good first half. Stick with us for the second on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
In the Outback, where there's wood, there's flavor. Wood Fire Grilled Favorites, only at Outback. Introducing our new thick, natural cut ribeye. Juicy and marble, this steak is truly a cut above the rest. And be sure to try our seasoned, perfectly grilled salmon or tender pork porterhouse. Get in for Wood Fire Grilled Favorites.
Only at Outback Steakhouse.
Visit Outback Steakhouse in Springfield at Old Sprawl Shopping Center on Baltimore Pike.
Hi, my daughter has some coins. She'd like to turn them into cash.
Did you say cash advance?
Oh, no, coin counting.
I want to buy a dollhouse.
Congratulations. Would you like to hear about our mortgages?
Mortgage? No, she's 7.
Oh, sorry. We do not offer 7-year mortgages at this time.
No, coin counting.
It's time to bank human again. That's why at TD Bank, you can talk to a real person anytime. And yes, we have free customer coin counting. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
And welcome back to the 40th Annual Hero Bowl here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. And we're at halftime with Blue leading, I'm sorry, is that one of my guests? Yeah, with red leading blue. I get screwed up with the colors. 14-10. It's been a heck of a first half. We've got Jim Alsman with us and Steve Reynolds on stats. So, actually, Alsman is doing the stats himself. So, go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Mike, and great to be here. Yeah, so let's go over some halftime stats. Game stats. First downs, Blue has 7, Red has 9. Total yardage for Blue, 160 to Red's 206. Passing for Blue's 2 for 11, and for Red, 9 for 19. They have 2 touchdowns, the Red squad. Passing yardage, 54 for Blue to Red's 164. And rushing yards for Blue, 16 for 106. Red, 14 for 42. No surprise there with Coach kicking on those sidelines.
Right.
We had one fumble by the Red, and they were recovered by them. We had one sack for Blue for a loss of 3. Penalty yardage is the same. 2 penalties, 20 yards. Third down conversions is brutal. Blue's 2 for 7, Red's 2 for 6. We have 2 punts for Blue for 73 yards. No punting for Red. I guess they didn't practice that at all. Time of possession is 13:01 to 10:59. So it's been pretty exciting so far. You know, I mean, it's kind of interesting on that whole deciding not to punt. I don't know if I agree with that, but then again, it's 14-10, and I know exactly what those coaches would say to me. Hey, it's an all-star game, and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to make it exciting.
Yeah, and it's a good first half. You said it was very clean, and we talked about it, me, Brian, and Mike, about, you know, these guys only have so little time to prepare, but, you know, but I think we did see that with the 2 extra points or the 2 field goals where the bobbled snaps. I mean, it's hard to get that timing down, and you don't really have a, you know, an all-star snapper that you're really getting on. You know, it's all
right.
Just, you know,
and that's a talent that I think you have to repeat so many times.
Exactly.
And you know, odds are, knowing these kids and being 17 years of age, 18 years of age, you know, they haven't been doing a lot of running out to the field in the middle of January to check his field goals and extra point kicking. So, I was surprised, but I'll tell you, both kickers have a heck of a foot when they connect, man. I mean, Brian said something about plenty of room. That ball ended up in Newtown Square someplace. I mean, that was amazing. So, yeah, it's always, as I mentioned earlier in the year, it's always great to watch really good talent at almost any level relative to the level. And this is for high school football. You know, it'd be neat to wonder how much better this game could be if you could hold it like in December, which you can't. And I'm not advocating that.
Right.
I'm just saying that considering how well this game tends to be and how well the execution is, more often than not, with a 6-month gap and 3 weeks worth of practice, what would it be if these guys just went from their regular schedule into an all-star game similar to what the pros do? Although the pros are there to protect themselves. I mean, that's why the Pro Bowl isn't much of a game. But this is fun. As a matter of fact, I think the coaches spent a lot of time telling these kids, look, you know, it's a game for fun, for charity, play hard, play real. But, you know, remember, there's nothing at stake here other than personal pride, which is big, but I also know that once the adrenaline gets going on these bodies, these kids are in such good shape that it just, you know, it's a football game, and I'm going to hit people.
Right, absolutely.
That's what it's going
to be. Absolutely.
So.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have Coach Gicking in a few minutes, and we're going to have a special guest as well. I'm not going to ruin the surprise, but he said he would agree to do it. So in a couple of minutes, I'm going to try and get this interview together for you.
All right, Dave, just pop right back in, and we'll do some individual leaders in the meantime. For the Blue passing, Christoph Minot, One for seven, 47 yards long at the end of the half there. Patrick Stewart's one for four for 7 yards. Rushing, Minot six for 24. Tavon Rooley is three for 51. He's got the one rushing TD. Receiving, Brandon Morton, one for three. He's got 47 yards at the end of that half. And Christian Dunn, one for 7 yards. For Red, the passing leader is Jack Donaghy. Six for 916 yards. His longest is 40 yards. He's got two passing touchdowns. Very impressive performance. We didn't expect anything less. Hamby from Garnet Valley is 3 for 10 for 48 yards. He's got a 33-yard longest pass. Rushing, both rushing leaders for the Red are 3 for 5 yards. No surprise there. I don't know, you know, not out of that coaching staff. Receiving for Red, Abel Hoff, Marple Newtown's all-time wide receiver, 3 catches, 72 yards. He's got a 40-yard long, one touchdown, and then Chase Pattinson. He has 2 catches, 45 yards long. Excuse me, 2 catches for 45 yards, 33 yards the longest, 1 TD. So we'll get to some defensive statistics on the other side of our interviews here by our sideline reporter and play-by-play man for the Tiger Radio Network, Dave DePasqua.
Dave, how are we coming along? We got anything close, or?
I don't know. The snack bar line's pretty long. I'm trying to figure out for you guys.
All right, I'm going to go to a break. We do a little thing for Memorial Day, a little number that we do. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break for that. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes and see what we can do for pickup interviews. So you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net. What we consider to be Memorial Day weekend started out as much more than a 3-day weekend for barbecues, pool openings, and holidays at the shore. It began as an attempt to honor those killed in battle shortly after the Civil War. General John Logan got the idea for a National Day of Remembrance when he was the principal speaker at a citywide memorial observation in Illinois. On May 5, 1868, as leader of the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans organization, he proclaimed May 30th to be Decoration Day. That day was chosen specifically as it was not an anniversary of a battle. People were encouraged to decorate the graves of Union soldiers with flowers to commemorate their sacrifice. The alternate name of Memorial Day was first used in 1882, but did not become more common until after World War II, and was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. Since the founding of our country, many, many millions have served, and tens of thousands have given the ultimate sacrifice, defending our freedoms and our way of life. During Memorial Day services all over the country this past weekend, the tradition was to conclude those services with the playing of Taps, a song played when burying a current or former soldier. We at HavenFootball.net wish to honor all our veterans for their service and sacrifice on this 2008 Memorial Day week.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
And welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School, where it's red 14, blue 10. We're winding down this halftime show. How are we doing, Dave, with our guests?
Well, right now I'm with Chris Gicking. And
we just lost.
You guys got me?
Yep, go ahead.
I'm talking to Coach Gicking, and the first question that immediately comes to mind was, you didn't punt within your own 20 on those two possessions for any just because it's an all-star game.
Coach Murphy, the head coach of the team, has felt this way since the beginning and said we are not punting. He's sticking to his theory. I totally agree with him, especially in this type of game for charity. It's a great cause. A lot of great kids, coaches out here. It's just an awesome event, but I agree with Coach Murphy's strategy. Let's try, and we're here to win and here for a good cause.
I have to admit, it must have felt good to your own wide receiver, and Abel Hoff was able to reel in that slant to make it 14-10.
Anytime, first of all, to have 9 kids selected in the game, it's awesome. It's a Marble Newtown record for football, having 9 kids selected. That's awesome. So we're proud of all of our kids, as well as all the other kids in this game. But, of course, it feels a little extra special when one of your own kids has a touchdown. So, yes, it felt good.
Any questions from the booth, guys?
I'm just wondering if they had their backs against the goal line on the 2-yard line, they still going to try to dig their way out on a 4th-and-10 or 4th-and-15? Or
you're saying if you're on the 2-yard line, are you still going to go for it? Even the 1-yard line, if you're on, you're backed up or on your own 1 or 2?
That's not my decision. I'm just an assistant coach. Coach Murphy's decision. I'll leave that up to him. But my gut tells me we're going to go for it.
Hey, Dave,
I'll stick with whatever he says.
Ask Coach Kicking if he'll punt when we have Stoke at home again this year inside our own 30.
Jim wants to know if you'll punt within your own 30 against Stoke this year.
Funny. If I don't, my dad will probably choke me on the sideline. please don't bring up that game. Bad memories.
There's the possibility of one more special guest. We're not sure if we're able to get him. Coach Kicking, any?
Well, we're running out of time because we only got 2 minutes. We got to.
All right. If not, no big deal.
All right. Well,
back to you guys in the booth.
Thanks. All right, thanks Dave. Thanks, Coach Kicking.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick break and then come back with the second half. So stay tuned. This is Haven Football. HavenFootball.net. You're listening to High School Football right here.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Want your school or club sporting events on the internet in just minutes? Log on to easystream.com and find out. That's easystream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
Hi, my daughter has some coins. She'd like to turn them into cash.
Did you say cash advance?
Oh, no, coin counting.
I want to buy a dollhouse.
Congratulations. Would you like to hear about our mortgages?
Mortgage? No, she's 7.
Oh, sorry. We do not offer 7-year mortgages at this time.
No, coin counting.
It's time to bank human again. That's why at TD Bank, you can talk to a real person anytime. And yes, we have free customer coin counting. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's 40th annual Hero Bowl. Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. EasyStream.com, broadcasting your high school sporting events over the internet couldn't be easier with EasyStream. Let's get back to the second half action with the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to halftime activity here at Cardinal O'Hara High School, 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play in the next couple minutes as the players get stretched out and restarted here in the second half, joined by Steve Reynolds, Mike Mayer. We heard from Jim Alsman at halftime, and of course Dave DePesqua and Eric DiPentima down on the sideline. Again, huge help, great collaboration with MarpleNewtownFootball.com tonight. So,
The more the merrier. Tells you what kind of lives we have.
Yeah.
We all get together because we don't know what else to do with ourselves.
So with that in mind, also wanted to make mention of the Hero Bowl cheerleaders who put on a terrific performance. Again, they had a, limited opportunity to practice, just like the football players and coaches. But from Sun Valley High School, Haley Poole, Christina Britt, Caitlin Adams, and Alexa Pagano. From Academy Park, Aaliyah Maloney, Janae Layton, Nakia Gale, Raven Monet Kemper. From Chester, Latiera Sheridan Sparks, Michaela Woodfolk, Makaira Woodfolk. From Penwood, we have Chelsea Goldston, Tatiana Bullock, Samira Bowie, Tamira Cook. And from Innerboro, Carly Cleaver and China Phillips. And from Marple Newtown, Caitlin McCarthy. Coaches for the Hero Bowl cheerleaders, Nikki Young, who's a Media Borough police officer, who incidentally was a big help to me when my car was hit in Media. This is going back some years ago, but she's terrific and actually former Garnet Valley cheerleader way back when. But this is her 10th.
You don't say way back,
way back when, meaning like, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
Okay. But this is her 10th year as a Hero Bowl coach, joined also by another coach here who's been here 10 years, Coach Yvette Calvin, the Penwood High School chair coach. She's been here at the Hero Bowl for 10 years as well. Joined by head coach Samantha Wolf, LaTanya Manson, Anastasia Morgan, and Kelly Barnes, assisted by Justine Rooney and Tanya Kinlaw. So, again, terrific performance by the cheerleaders throughout the game and especially during the halftime program. So, again, it's just always a fun night here from all directions here, football, track and field, and now we get back to...
Back in the day when I played football, cheerleaders were new.
Oh, yeah?
It was a new concept.
Okay.
It was that, and of course, we played it in the spring, so it was really a bummer when President Lincoln was assassinated because it screwed up the whole schedule.
So, showing off your age there, Mike.
That's right. So you guys were talking plenty of football during halftime, I guess. I ducked away for a moment. But, you know, again, I think really rolling into the second half, you have to be thrilled with the action in the first 24 minutes, Steve. I mean, it's really been, you know, very few flags, even of the variety that we're used to seeing, which is kind of your false starts or illegal substitutions and things of just kids not being familiar with each other and coaches. But, you know, really, if we get another 24 minutes like the first 24, we're in for a treat.
Without a doubt. As you said, clean football and a lot of passing. We saw a lot of deep balls, and it's fun to watch. Again, this is for a great cause. This is, you know, to honor the first responders. So it's really cool out here. And these guys have come out, as Mike said, during halftime, you know, you have 6 months off from the end of the regular season. So for them to come out here, only have a couple of weeks to prepare, I mean, it's been a great day. And we've got to give a shout-out to the coaches out here dedicating their time to get these guys prepared in such short time.
Yeah, again, we mentioned them prior to the game, but we'll do it one more time. For the red team, head coach Michael Murphy of the Haverford School, joined by several of his assistants, Brian Martin, Luke Doherty, and James Hill. From Marple Newtown, Chris Gicking, Steve Giordano. From Haverford High, Joe Gallagher and Mike Nolan, also from the Haverford School. Peach Howard and Bill Bethard from Chester, and also Mike Willard from Marple Newtown. On the blue sideline, head coach Kevin Clancy of Strathaven. Ironically, no Strathaven players, no Cardinal O'Hara players tonight. That must be a first, honestly. I can't remember a recent memory where you would have zero players from Strathaven or Cardinal O'Hara in the same game, but...
In the same game. It's happened before because of conflicts with prom,
right,
which we were trying to figure out. I mean, prom. All right, guys, here's your suit. Put it on. Take a shower first. Yeah. Wash your hair. And, you know, you're gone. I don't know how that interferes with things, but, hey, what do I know?
But Coach Clancy, ably assisted by Jason Vyshevsky of Academy Park, Mike Ewing and John Vyshevsky of Academy Park, Dennis Decker and John Anderson of Ridley, Rich Gentile of Upper Darby, Ray Junta from Sun Valley, Eric Rufinak and Sean Quinn from Upper Darby, and former Strathaven player and Glenn Mills assistant Roy Al Edwards. So, as we mentioned leading into halftime, blue will kick it away, and red, with a 14-10 lead now with the football, or assuming all goes well on the kick return, about to get the football. Line drive kickoff is headed for the corner of the end zone. Nice work there by Jamie Fisher, kicking it away from everybody, and it'll put red at their own 20-yard line to start things here in the third quarter. So, pretty good passing statistics for the red squad in the first half. Jack Donaghy, 117 yards passing on 6 of 9 completions. He's picking up where he left off at Thanksgiving Day, really.
Yeah.
And
not a bad place to pick up from.
And Matt Hamby's has three completions in 10 attempts as well, and it'll be Hamby to start things for the Red offense, moving right to left here in the third quarter. Four wide, three to the left, one to the right. DiCarlo of Radnor singled up on this near side. In fact, nobody really singled up yet. Nobody's covering him. They hustle over there to get it covered, and Hamby back to pass on first down. Bubble screen to the outside, swinging out to Abel Hoff, looking for running room, and he loses his footing at about the 21-yard line for a gain of just one. That's the first catch. Fourth catch of the day, rather, for Abel Hoff. 74 yards receiving now.
Yeah, Abel Hoff lived off that bubble screen all season long.
Yeah.
Just getting the ball in open space and doing the rest with it. But right there, he just slips and falls.
Didn't seem to be a lot of open space over there either.
Pretty well covered there by the blue defense. Hoff covered by Nysheen McKenzie of Upper Darby at the moment. Press coverage this time. Hoff in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep, and he has absolutely nowhere to go. Great work there by number five. He's been in the backfield all night. Jordan Johnson blowing up the play from the defensive end spot. And it brings up third down and long after the loss on the play.
Blue defense does a great job of defending the jet sweep. A hard play to defend, especially when you got it like Hoff with the ball. But they seal the edge and they force it inside, and the linebackers do their job of cleaning it up.
Third and 11. Hoff slot to the left. DiCarlo split left. Weathers and Pattinson on the other side. Hanby in the gun on third and 11. Barks out the signals and is back to pass. Looking down the middle. Has time. He's hit as he throws. Ball on the ground. No whistle. I think this is a live ball, and we'll see who comes up with it. Do you have a look there, Dave?
The red team jumped back on. Number 78 of the red was able to pick it up, but he didn't dive on it. Blue looked like they were trying to jump on it first. The lineman tried to pick it up almost and try and run with it.
Nice work there by Jake Buchanan on the recovery for the Pencrest tackle. And are they not going to punt again?
Yes.
Halftime, Coach Kicking said the philosophy is they will not punt, so they're not going to punt the entire game, even if they're backed up on their 1 or 2 yard line.
Well, that was conjecture. Yeah. We weren't sure
that. Jack Donaghy checks into the game, and I think they are in punt formation. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Okay, Donaghy lets one go. There's no one back to return, so it's going to be downed at the 41-yard line by DiCarlo. We'll spot this actually about the 43. So Donaghy comes on. He did a little bit of everything for Haverford. He was their place kicker for a little while as well when Evan Boyce was out. And
Dave, do you think the coach gave us a little misinformation there to pass along to Blue?
Coach Kicking will not try to tell you bad information to win the game. I'll tell you, he wants to win this game with his nine players on the red team from Marple Newtown.
Blue will take over at any rate on first and 10 at the red 43. So good starting field position here for Patrick Stewart of Harrington. Backs to either side of him. Three wide receivers, two to the left. Give is to Barley from Episcopal on first down off left tackle. And he gets the line of scrimmage plus maybe a yard. Maybe a yard before Mickey Cobra's in on the stop.
Also Ario Lee Jr., number 23, on that half tackle as well.
Maybe a yard. Second down and about nine here after Barley stopped. Not much room between the tackles tonight for either team, really. Jet sweep has worked a couple of times for both teams, but most of the damage done through the air. We're out wide. Same formation. On second down and nine, they'll give it to the other halfback this time. It's Isaiah Bruce. Cuts back to his left across the 40 down to the 38. Picks up about almost five.
And again, with the rules, man coverage, but also no blitzing. So that also, you send a guy through the A-gap, he misses, it clears up a big hole. So no blitzing tonight, so that's why we probably haven't seen much room. But that gain right there by Isaiah Bruce was probably one of the more yards
best
gained tonight.
Between the tackles, certainly. Third down and five. Morton split to the left, Santos to the right. Slot right as well is Chris Dunn of Ridley. Stewart on third down, give and looking for running room is Bruce off this right side. Oh, he tripped over the 37-yard line rather. And let's check this late flag. Coming up, hobbled as well. Hopefully, Nikhil Jalot from Academy Park is okay. First team all Delco offensive lineman got up slowly.
This flag was thrown by the back official near me about 15 yards down the field. It's going to go against the blue team.
Well, the fourth and short just turned into, my guess, third and long. Jalot, I think, is going to need a breather here. He's going to check out of the game. Also in on the offensive line right now, Logan Markley of Sun Valley. 71 is Matt Cipollone of Ridley. And I don't think they've found another offensive lineman yet, did they? Did they run somebody on there for Jalot? Lou Lombardo of Bonner Prendy is in there at right guard at the moment, and it's okay. They do have their front five here. Third down and 12. Three wide receivers. They'll snap from the right hash. Two to the left, one to the right. Stewart in the gun. Back to pass, three-step drop. Fires down the near sideline. Santos is out there. He's got it. He's pulling away inside the 10. The 5 tumbles into the end zone for a touchdown. Third and 12 turns into a scoring strike off the arm of Pat Stewart with 8:08 to play in the third. The blue is back on top as Christian Santos of Penwood takes it the distance.
Great execution all around. Offensive line gave Stewart plenty of time, and he put that ball perfectly in the fingertips of his receiver for the touchdown.
Absolutely. Could not have thrown it any better than he did. Right over the shoulder.
That was the absolute strike right into his hands and let him in stride into the end zone.
I think one thing about Stewart, every time we went up to Harrington, we always said this guy has got a lot of potential. If he just had a little talent around him, he might be a little bit better.
Yeah, he was running for his life for much of his high school career. Ball spotted, kick is away, and Fisher is 2 for 2 on the extra point attempts now. And Blue back on top, just a little over 3 minutes into this third quarter, 17-14. On the seesaw we go here at the 40th Annual Hero Bowl. Stick with us. Be back in a moment.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and havenfootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
A 45-yard scoring strike from Patrick Stewart to Christian Santos has given the Blue a 17-14 lead with 8:08 to play here in the third quarter. Glad you join us, either live or on the archive of the 40th Annual Hero Bowl on havenfootball.net. Jamie Fisher has it teed, and here's a line drive kick. It's going to come down, and Miller will have a chance. Bounces off his shoulder pads at the 5, picks it up, and is looking for running room. Straight up the middle he goes. Had a head of steam there momentarily and is undercut at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Christian Dunn just cut his legs out from him. It was a heck of a stop. Christian Dunn isn't that big.
No.
5'8", 170. My left leg is 170.
Who you telling, Mike? Who you telling?
Just giving perspective. You know, that's the advantage of radio. We can't show it to them, so we got to describe it.
The Red offense will take over, trailing by 3. McClure split to the left, Hoff slot left. Two receivers to the right as well, Pattinson and Weathers. Jack Donaghy back in the game at quarterback now, looking, has a little bit of time, and now runs out of time and is dumped. Down he goes by number 16, Dom Pinto of Ridley. Headed to King's College this fall, but picks himself, grabs a tackle, and this will be a sack, actually. They'll mark it back for a loss of 2. Second sack of the game for Penwood.
Pinto with a very nice career at Ridley, doing a good job tonight at the defensive line position, coming up with a sack there for the blue team.
Second down and 12. Two Marple Newtown Tigers on the left side of the line here. Two receivers from the Tigers as well, Weathers and Hoff. Donaghy back, looking, firing a quick slant, looking for Weathers. Off the shoulder pads and incomplete, out across the 30-yard line. Looking for Marcus Weathers. In coverage there for the Blue is Clarence Buchanan of Academy Park. And it brings up third down and 12.
Just one note about Marcus Weathers. He was only a wide receiver for 1 year. 2 years ago, he was the starting quarterback for Marple Newtown. So he transitioned into a wide receiver in 1 year, and now he's going to play wide receiver at your Sinus next year.
Huh. Pretty good at outside linebacker as a senior as well. He's split to the right. Slot right next to him is his high school teammate Abel Hoff. Two receivers to the left as well. Donaghy looks right. Wants it deep down the sideline. Corner route incomplete. Looking for Hoff, and again, very good coverage from McKenzie. Stride for stride there.
And one thing people might not know about Abel Hoff, he's got the speed and the toughness, but his route running is impeccable, and he puts a nice move on McKenzie. McKenzie doesn't bite too bad. As you said, first year playing defense, and he does a good job there breaking off the pass.
That was a tough ball to catch. It had some distance, but it wasn't the precise that he needed. He was spent a lot of time turning it, trying to find it and look at it, and just never quite brought it in.
So fourth and 12, the Red will go for it again. Two wide receivers to either side. Kevin Miller at halfback. Back to pass is Donaghy scrambling to his left. Eyes still downfield, flags all over the place. Throws complete to McClure, and he is dumped at the 30-yard line, about 5 yards short of a first down. We'll check the flags. It's in the neighborhood of holding, I would suggest. And
yep, holding
we'll
is preliminary.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is.
If that's the case, my guess is Blue's declining it, and they'll take it at the 30.
They're going to decline it. They're asking the coaches. Blue's going to take over.
Blue defense, despite the completion of McClure, first catch of the night for number 8 out of Haverford, second team all Delco, but 5 yards shy of that first down, or actually well short of it. They'll mark it out at the 28-yard line. And the Blue offense looking at a short field again.
Yeah, we're going to see how effective the Red defense is going to be. They have played extremely well all night in very short field situations and really kept Blue at bay. This is a chance for Blue to really get out ahead and start to drive a couple of nails into this game.
Patrick Stewart still in the ball game at quarterback. Dunn slot left, Ruley slot right. Splits to either side as well. They send Ruley in motion right to left. Fake it to him. Back to pass to Stewart. Looking down the seam. Has a man out there. It's done. Incomplete. Very good coverage that time by number 24 in red, Ethan Samuel out of Haverford.
He was complaining that he felt he was held or interfered with. Which is okay.
Yep.
Complain.
Yeah, that's right. Second down upcoming. But, in this case, you know, you guys mentioned on the short field here, if you look at the two touchdowns from Blue, they're big plays, 47 and 45 yards. They just beat their guys in space. In tight, the Red has held up pretty well. Second and 10. They'll try it again from the 27. Stewart, a direct snap, as it turns out, goes to Isaiah Bruce, who's not having a lot of room over off that left side. He'll be dropped at the 29-yard line and lose a yard.
That's Brendan Granahan with a nice tackle there from Garner Valley.
Granahan had a nice year. Garner Valley every year seems to turn out a defensive end or two that makes a little noise in their senior year. And loss of yard on the play there for Isaiah Bruce. I don't know if that was a design direct snap, but he ended up just
just about to say that, Brian. Yeah. But that's
both hands went for it. Yeah. All four hands went for it, so we don't know what was.
All right, third and 11. Stewart with Bruce on his right hip. He'll snap from the left hash at the call at the 29-yard line. Motion man, and now it's 22 Santos. He wants to throw it. Throw it for the end zone, and man out there, and it is incomplete.
Yeah.
Flag comes
offensive
in.
It's just going to be offensive pass interference on Blue.
Absolutely.
Excellent coverage from Ray Argro of Chichester.
What great
intended cover, intended receiver, Jermaine Wesley.
Great discipline there. Not to bite on that that trick play.
Everybody on that defensive line was screaming pass the minute he turned his body because he went into a passing motion.
So, decision time again for head coach Kevin Clancy. And offensive interference, are they going to back him up or are they going to decline this? This will be interesting.
I think
put him in fourth
the field
and
goal
long?
Kick, they need to back him up. But.
Yeah, I agree there with you,
yeah.
Mike.
Yep.
No, they're
going to decline it. So it's going to turn
this
it into
why
fourth,
I'm in the booth.
Fourth down from the fourth and almost 11. from the 29. And Fisher, they're going to trot him out there and try a 46-yard field goal.
Why not?
Or fake it.
Yeah. In warm-ups, he was consistently hitting from 45. He hit one from 50.
Well, the key is going to be to get a good snap off, good hold. I mean, this is decent distance for anybody.
The field goal he hit earlier would have been good from 50. Ball spotted. Snap. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is hooking left. Just wide. And Fisher, again, plenty of leg on that one. Had the distance, could have stretched the lead to 6. Instead, Red will take over, trailing by 3. And wouldn't you know, guys, short field, Red holds up again.
That's I think it's the third time on, you know, the blue on their side of the field that they've held up. So great job. And one of them was in the red zone.
Yep. So the blue comes up empty. You know, Steve mentioned it three times down there. They've netted 3 points out of it. That's it. It was the 36-yard field goal.
And that was on a negative yard drive.
That's right, when they went backwards, actually. All right, so the red offense, defense doing their part. The offense trying to get it going with Matt Hamby at quarterback. Halfback on his left hip. Ball pops out. Scramble for it. Let's see. Blue thinks they're on it. Sean Page was in the neighborhood, and let's see. Maybe Dave can get a look, see who comes out.
Blue came out with it.
And it is Sean Page of Upper Darby pouncing on it.
That hurts.
Defense back on the field.
So the handoff between Hamby and the halfback botched. Ball popped up in the air, and Sean Page pounces. Blue with another chance now inside the 15.
I thought I saw a hesitancy to almost, I want to pick this up, but I think his coach words came back into his head that said, "Don't pick that up, just jump on it."
Right.
And that's a quick
possession.
That's the quickest I've seen a defense come off the field back on the field since last season when Chip Kelly was coaching.
That's
the Eagles.
Right. They'll spot this actually outside the 15 at about the 17-yard line. And first and 10 for the Blue. Christophe Monat back in the game at quarterback, joined by Dee Barley and Isaiah Bruce at running back. Receiver split to either side. Monat going to keep it himself, maybe. You know, thinks about an option. Now he's going to look for room back off the left side. Granahan couldn't keep him contained. But nice pursuit from the backside. They track him down and drop him for a loss back near the 19-yard line.
And Monat had nothing doing to that play side where he was trying to go. He reversed the field, and he's a great athlete. But the red squad does a good job of containing him. And it's going to come up with a loss of yardage.
Well, Blue is having a terrible time operating within the red zone. You know, they had that negative possession for the field goal. And anytime they get close, it seems like, you know, let me try to score a touchdown from the 50. That I can do.
You never would have guessed that after the opening drive.
Yeah.
They're running the ball at will.
Right. Nice play by Granahan. Didn't make the play, but forced him backwards and gave his teammates time to pursue and catch up. Riley split to the right. Riley to the left, Morton to the right. Barley and Bruce on either hip of Monat. He's in the gun on second down and 11, and now whistles and timeout Blue. Okay. 4:21 to play here in the third quarter, 17-14 Blue. We're going to take a short timeout and be back in 30 seconds. See what the Blue can do. Leading by 3 here in the 40th Annual Hero Bowl.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
Welcome back to the Hero Bowl, 4:21 to play here in the third quarter. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Steve Reynolds on color commentary, and Mike Mayer chiming in as well.
You say that like you've done this all your life.
Well,
I mean, you know, we throw this all together in one night, and you come across and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my 18th year with this group.
I know these guys. You know, we're working well together. And with Eric DiPantima and Dave DePasqua down on the sideline, field of play seems to be tilted Dave's direction most of the night, down to the left of us, or the right of us, rather.
Eric's filing a protest.
All right.
It's funny, me and Dave were talking about that at halftime. I'm not getting much love.
All right, give is to Bruce on a sweep to the right side. Flag on the play, or was that something that fell out of his pocket?
I think it fell out of his pocket.
Yeah, okay.
That's not a flag.
Not a flag. Yeah. Okay, something bright yellow in Bruce's pocket fell out.
There's a rule about carrying bright yellow stuff on your person.
Either way, and the referee's actually talking to him about it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, he picks up a few off the right side here. We'll see where they spot this.
Yeah, that's Bruce's towel.
Okay.
Okay, think pink, guy. Yeah. That's a little easier.
All right.
Bruce might get a fine there for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Third and about two as Bruce found some room off this right edge that time. All right. Riley, split to the right. Riley to the left, Morton to the right. My guess is maybe you go off tackle behind Jalo here. They do. Give it to Bruce. Pushing off the right side, but not much doing. I don't think he's got enough for a first down there.
Didn't look like nice work by
Jack Grimm of Delco Christian on the stop.
He's about a yard short.
And they tried to go with a little misdirection there, but the red team was not fooled.
It didn't look like there was any gain on that.
Yeah, fourth and a long one. All right.
Punt. Oh, no. Wrong side.
They will forego the short field goal attempt and give it a go here on fourth and short. Hard count from Manat. Gives to Barley. Looking for room off the left side. I don't know. Second effort, maybe. I don't know.
He's right at the marker.
He's going to be close. I don't know. He ran away from Dave's side of the field there. I don't know.
They're waiting for the spot.
Red says no, but they're a little biased.
The one referee is exactly on the marker, and it's going to be red. They've stopped him.
Again.
Wow. Cobra. Mickey Cobra has been a player tonight.
I don't disagree with the call because you send the field goal out there. It's still a one-possession game, only a six-point game. And with the way, you know, how quick the red team can score a touchdown, I could see what.
Well, the only argument you can make is your field goals have been getting better and more sure. I mean, that last one missed, but that was a long way, and he made it. I think this would have all been almost a chip shot for him, and would have given you the three. But I understand. You know,
but you're right, Mike.
Red scored so easily.
Justin DiCarlo is uncovered at the moment. Now they hustle out here to the near sideline. Donaghy going to hand it off on first down, trying to give the red a little bit of breathing room, and not much doing there. Maybe a yard at best.
Going back, Emma, you're right about kicking the field goal, because with the opposing kicker, Lambrizios, it's only a three-point game. He could tie this up. So, but nonetheless, the red team takes over here.
Substitutions for the red at the moment here. Second down, 209, 208, and counting to play here in the third quarter. Blue leading by three. Red in the shadow of their own goalpost here. Second down at about nine. Donaghy in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side. Guns wants to throw it this time. Slant. It is caught and wrestled down near the 15-yard line is McClure. That could not have been covered any better. And
that's an excellent.
That is just something that those two guys have been throwing for years. They play a lot of football together. And those two are on the same page, to say the least, Donaghy and McClure.
Brian and I have been doing this for a long time, and I keep screaming about slant passes because I just think that they're safe passes and they do exactly what they're supposed to do. And there's very few high school teams that seem to be able to do it.
Third and two after they pick up six. Back to pass. Looking. Donaghy wants it down the near sideline. It is McClure again who races back shoulder and has it out near the 40-yard line.
Back-to-back throws there. You need a lot of chemistry there. A slant pattern and then a back shoulder throw. And that's two teammates there have been doing it their whole career.
That's a world-class catch. I mean, that was, if this was a Sunday afternoon game, that'd be on all the highlight films.
That's also a beautiful throw. Throwing backside, you can't defend that any better.
Somebody besides Hoff with a nice play.
Yeah. McClure, three catches for 35 yards now unofficially. And those are the football out at the 40-yard line. Best field position in quite a while for the Red, it seems. Certainly since halftime. All right, Donaghy, three wide receivers to the left, McClure to the right. On first down, back to pass again. Good time, but now steps away from trouble. Steps up, eyes still downfield, backside pressures, looking, firing, has a man out there. It is Hoff, who is loose at the 40, 30 yards, not going to catch him. Abel Hoff will go the distance, 60 yards, and the Red is back on top.
What a play.
And that's Donaghy for you right there, man. As you said, Brian, kept his eyes downfield. He's been doing it all season long, scrambling, but not giving up on the play. And Abel Hoff let loose, and he just dumps it right to him for the touchdown.
Now, Abelhoff must have been hanging in the backfield because and in for blocking because he was so wide open, nobody ever covered him, which meant he probably slipped out of the backfield.
Well, Hoff faked the bubble screen. He faked it. The quarterback went up the field, and then exactly what you said, nobody covered him because they faked the pass to him, and he had the ability to sneak down the sideline.
Great creativity from Donaghy. Good awareness from Hoff to just find some room in the flat there, and once he's in space, not too many people to catch him. High snap, and Lambrizio has tried to kick it out of the air, believe it or not. Will fall to the turf harmlessly, and it'll keep it a one-possession game here, a one-score game, 20-17, as a high snap for the extra point costs Red there. But Abelhoff, five catches, 134 yards, and two touchdowns now, and the Red back on top. Stick with us. See if the Blue can answer when we come back. Getting late here in the third quarter on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, I need a new debit card.
One moment, please, Stephen.
Great.
You should receive your new card within 10 to 12 business days.
10 to 12 business days?
Business days are considered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know what business
Thursday,
days are.
Friday. Business days do not include.
It's time to bank human again.
Saturday.
That's why at TD Bank, all of our checking accounts come with a free debit card on the spot, any day of the week. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to HavenFootball.net's 10th annual broadcast of the 40th Hero Bowl now. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, and back and forth we go. This has been terrific, terrific action. And Jack Donaghy's third touchdown pass of the night. His second to Abelhoff. Just went 60 yards and with 47 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Hey, Brian, I was just talking to a few of the coaches on the sideline, and they wondered why the left tackle was 10 yards down the field when he threw the ball.
Yep. That could be. That could be. You could make a case there.
Just want to throw that out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's...
Hey, listen, it's a charity game, you know. Very exciting.
Don't tell the coaches and players that, though.
No. Nope. Lambrizio's to kick it off. Ball spotted. Or, I'm sorry, ball is angling towards the sideline, and did it go? Oh, okay. It went out of bounds. Illegal procedure here is that Lambrizio's had the kickoff angling towards that pylon, and they said it went out of bounds just prior to that. So, illegal procedure, and Blue will start with decent field position here. But, yeah, I mean, that's the challenge for the offensive line. If Donaghy's being creative back there and scrambling to not move downfield and of course, not knowing where the ball is going to end up once the play breaks down. But
ineligible receiver downfielder, you know, lineman is downfield essentially. In this particular case, really didn't have an impact on the play. There were no blocks thrown. There were nothing. It was just, he was out in the open.
Right. So, Blue will start at their own 40-yard line after the kickoff rolls out of bounds. Jack Donaghy, 10 for 15, 212 yards, and three touchdown passes at this point.
A little discussion between the referee and the coach. Yep.
Coach Clancy wants an explanation here, and he wants it put over, not on the hash mark, but he gets to choose the hash mark. He wants it over on the far hash here.
Yeah, since it went out of bounds.
Yep.
And it's nice to see a competitive game after last year's lopsided game. It's
right.
Nice to see a back-and-forth game here tonight.
Back-and-forth indeed, and Christophe Menat is your quarterback. Play fake. Back to pass, has time, looks, down the middle he goes, has a man out there, leaping and incomplete, looking for Tavon Rooley down near the 40-yard line, and Rooley is slow to get up.
Yep.
That's tough because you know your body's fully extended there, and you're just exposing yourself, so hopefully he's all right.
Not sure if it was the hit or the landing that shook him up, but either way, not a good sign there, and we'll... Players are going to take a knee here and catch their breath.
I suspect the wind got knocked out of him the way he landed.
So,
speaking of wind, there's a breeze
blowing. Yeah, we actually have a breeze going through here.
I don't know if that was a fan or the
sweater
or the
cold. Yeah.
It actually gives us a minute to mention a number of other players, some of whom we've mentioned already, but others who we've not been able to mention their names in the course of action here. Academy Park sending nine players tonight. DeAndre Covert is not here, but Jermaine Wesley is. Juwan Collins, Clarence Buchanan, William McQueen, Jeremy Dembry, Terrell Lee, Marion Holmes, and Nikhil Jalo from Academy Park. Sean Douglas, Ryan George, Tim Klingerman, and Lou Lombardo are the four from Bonner Prendergast. Brian Steinmetz and Ethan Ritchie from Archbishop Carroll. Michael Berg, tight end from Lower Marion, and he's played a little defense as well tonight. From Penwood, Jordan Johnson has a sack and a couple of other tackles. Tavon Rooley is actually making his way off the field. Good sign there. And he had the first touchdown of the evening. Christian Santos from Penwood also has a touchdown tonight. Abraham Charles is in the defensive backfield for Penwood as well. Rounding out the blue roster, we've not mentioned in full are the Upper Darby guys. Brandon Morton, Calvin Fielding, Christoph Minot, Isaiah Bruce, Nyquan McKenzie, Sean Page, Dane Burke, and Zeno Temple, all of whom have had an impact tonight.
Yep, absolutely.
First and second and ten, rather, from the 40-yard line. Two receivers to either side, Minot. Play fake to Barley, going to keep it up and run it up the middle himself, and nice work there by Noah Turner to trip him up. Turner doesn't get a hold of him. He's going a long way. Instead, it's a gain of four, second down and six, third down and six upcoming.
Red team trying to do their job on defense to hold this three-point lead. And just to mention, this is a, you know, we talk about this game, it's great with the first responders, it's for charity, but the relationships you build in these games is great. I mean, these guys will be friends for a long time, and it's, you know.
Speaking of a long time, it's been a long time here with Steve Reynolds. Thanks for joining us for the second and third quarter. We're about to move on to the fourth. We'll welcome back
Dave Berman,
just a minute. No, I was looking for him, actually. I was just, wait a minute. So
if not, Steve will be back.
And we'll keep Steve right here. So, you know, build a little suspense here for the start of the fourth quarter. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. And somebody will be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
In the Outback, where there's wood, there's flavor. Wood fire grilled favorites, only at Outback. Introducing our new thick natural cut ribeye. Juicy and marbled, this steak is truly a cut above the rest. And be sure to try our seasoned, perfectly grilled salmon or tender pork porterhouse. Get in for wood fire grilled favorites. Only at Outback Steakhouse.
Visit Outback Steakhouse in Springfield at Old Sprawl Shopping Center on Baltimore Pike.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Dave Berman joins us momentarily for the fourth quarter. In the meantime, the blue team with the football, third down and about four from their own 46. Minot back to pass. Looking, firing to the outside. Incomplete, high delivery. Looking for Santos across the midfield stripe. Incomplete, it falls. So, that being said, it'll be fourth and four, and again, decision time for head coach Kevin Clancy, trailing by three, 11:54 to play here in the fourth. And
it looks like they're going to punt it.
Plenty of time. Yeah. And I tell you what, guys, I just cannot believe how well played this game is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we were saying throughout, just over and over again.
It was kind of cool. I was out walking around and listening to you guys at the a little bit of a delay, obviously, right. But still, it was kind of cool. Like using a cell phone, what do they call those old fashioned phones?
The transistor,
the
radios. Yeah. All right, Jamie Fisher will punt it away. Ethan Samuel waits the punt. His toes on his own 20-yard line. High spiraling kick, fair catch, signal for it. No, juggled by Samuel. He's going to pounce on it back at the 15-yard line. Brandon Morton was lurking. He was in the neighborhood, and Samuel, a heads-up play to pounce on it after it hit him in the face mask. So, tough field position for the red team, but they hold a three-point lead, 11:45 to play here in the fourth. So, back and forth we go.
And the crowd, absolutely unbelievable. Guys, what's it look like down there on the field? The crowd is incredible.
Yeah, it's tremendous, especially on the home side. You got a great turnout here from a variety of schools like Marple Newtown, Chester, Penwood, you know, all those schools, Academy Park. And even the away side, obviously the stands are smaller, but, you know, still a great turnout over there, too.
Yeah, I agree, Eric. I was on the other sideline when I was interviewing Coach Gicking. It was a packed house all the way over there, so it was a great turnout.
Hanby on first and 10, handoff inside and going absolutely nowhere is the red team, thanks to number 20 in blue. That's Bobby Coons.
You would think Marple would have the nice turnout in the stands. They got most of the players on the field.
That was Nelson on the carry, and
that's not the norm.
Doing.
That's why there's so many Marple Newtown people out here.
Of course, a lot of Chester people. They have nine kids.
Yep.
And one of the big 6 foot, 300-pound offensive center for the red team. Obviously, the offensive center, Keyshawn Ash, is going to Valley Forge Military. Shout out to him.
Four wide receivers on second down and 10. Two to either side. Hanby in the shotgun. Looking, floats it out to the left flat, and he's got his man Nelson, who's got some running room, 20, 25, picks up a block and still on his feet across the 40. 45, 50, he's got one man to beat, 40, 35, 30 down the far sideline, and he is belted out of bounds. Touchdown saving tackle by Clarence Buchanan of Academy Park, but he picked up a bundle.
Again, that's Ed Nelson Jr., 6 foot, 190 pounds. It is confirmed he is going to a Division II powerhouse, Brian Bloomsburg.
Good. Well, he picked up 58 right there. And, again, we got a couple of Bloomsburg guys headed that, or a few guys headed that way. Includes Matt Cipollone from Ridley, big offensive lineman. He's headed over there. And there was one other guy. I will find it. Oh, it's, well, I'll come back to it in a moment here. They're ready to snap the football. All right, three wide receivers. Tight end to the left is Pattinson. On first and 10. It's Hamby, gives inside to, this is Nelson carrying tacklers inside the 20, down to the 18. He picks up eight more.
Ed Nelson Jr., an absolute beast.
Ed Nelson, the ball carrier.
Well, he's picked up all of the yardage on this drive thus far.
Now, that last long drive had to be the longest drive of the game, wasn't it? The longest play for scrimmage?
58, yeah. Yep. Second down and two from the 19.
Tackle last play, Jordan Johnson of Penwood.
He's been in on a number of them. Split to the left is Marcus Weathers, DiCarlo to the right. Motion man is Abel Hoff. Option look, no, they give it to Nelson again off left tackle. They'll say, yep, go pick up three in your first down, and we'll get a fresh set of downs here. They move the chains on that far sideline. Red leading 20-17 and now knocking on the door again.
Yeah, now this is going to be interesting because they could really ice this game here. Although the way people have been scoring, who knows?
You are in the 15-yard line, so you got a lot of wiggle room. You can play action. You can run in between the tackles. You got all your options now.
What about the little jet sweep to Abel Huff?
Yeah. Nelson moves to the right hip of Hanby. Motion man to Hoff, and the ball goes through the hands of Hamby, who falls on it. Smart play on first down to just pounce on it. And another stop or in the backfield there is big number five, Jordan Johnson. But Hamby falls on it back at the 28-yard line, loss of 13. Ouch.
J.J. from Penn, also a very good basketball player, very tough inside. Do you know where he's going to college, Brian?
I do not. I do not know.
You got the
I've got some of it. Not everybody. But second down and 23 now. Very different circumstance than a moment ago now. Pattinson, slot right. Hoff, slot left. Receivers split to either side as well. Back to pass is Hanby. Has time. Fires. Coming back to the football and making the catches to Carlo at about the 16-yard line. So back near the original line of scrimmage. Got most of the loss back. Gain of 12 on the play. First grab of the night for Justin DiCarlo of Radnor. Radnor had a pretty nice little season this year. And
yep.
Had a number of good athletes at the skill positions.
Congrats to their baseball team with our DelcoHoops.com color guy, Mark Jordan, as head coach. The baseball team just won the District 1 Triple-A championship.
Knocked off Upper Moreland, back from my old grounds. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Third down, and call it 11. Hoff, slot to the right. Two receivers to either side now. Hanby, back to pass. Floats it out to the left flat. Has Nelson. Cuts it back. A little running room. Dances to the left side. Has a first down and more. Piling inside the five. Ball pops out, and they're going to mark him down first.
What a
first
run.
And goal to go. Ball popped out late. And let's see. We got an injured player. Injured player. Not sure if that's Nelson or not. Either way, it's going to be first and goal for Red here when they unpile. Nice open field footwork there from Ed Nelson Jr. to shake loose.
Yeah, the blocking was extraordinary. It's starting to cool off out there, too, walking around.
It was Nelson who's shaken up, but he's off under his own power. Wishing the best for him. And now the red team with a three-point lead, 7:41 to play in regulation, and a chance to really put the blue in some trouble.
So you said this is first and
first goal from where are they, Dave? About
four,
the,
I think.
About the two?
They're about at the two-yard line.
Okay. Really? Four cracks at it from the two. Checking into the game is Kevin Miller of Chichester at halfback. Hoff, wing to the left. Hanby engineering this drive. Hanby gives it to Miller off left tackle, and not much doing that
time.
He's
in the end zone.
Oh, he's in. He is in. Touchdown, Kevin Miller. First touchdown on the ground tonight for the Red. And they have extended their lead now to 26-17, extra point pending. Well, getting a pretty good push off that left side of the line.
Yeah, the big guys up front.
I mean, the screen to Nelson went that way. Nelson had an 8-yard run off that left edge. They go to Miller for the touchdown off that side. And, well, really two big plays from Nelson on two screens. So, really.
They're going to go for two here.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well done by Brandon Tynes, along with number 54, Pat Carr, on the left edge of that line. Going for two, trying to make this an 11-point game. Jet sweep to Abel Hoff, has some room, and they won't catch him. Give him two more, and the Red on top by 11, 28-17. 7:04 to play here in regulation. The Blue in need of two quick scores when we come back. Stick with us. So glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Great event here in Delaware County tonight, the 40th Annual Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And that was an 85-yard scoring drive engineered by quarterback Matt Hamby. And doing most of the legwork that time was Ed Nelson Jr. Two big receptions, a couple of nice runs, and Kevin Miller gets the icing on the cake, a 2-yard touchdown run off left tackle. And then Abelhoff's two-point conversion has made it a 28-17 game, 7:04 to play here in regulation. And the Blue now needing a big play. Perhaps it will come on special teams with Christian Santos and number 6 Clarence Buchanan awaiting a return. That's if Lambritios decides to let others play. Line drive kick. It is going to be Buchanan who runs up on it, makes the grab at the 5-yard line, looking for room to his left, looking for blockers. Gets one off the edge here, spins his way across the 30. Good collision, but it's good second effort from Buchanan. Takes it across that 30-yard line out to the 32.
Yeah, Clarence is tough, man. 5'9", 155 pounds, going to Delaware Valley Division III school and a very solid program. You heard from Keith Jackson, fumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Yep. Brian, you've been in broadcasting a long, long time. Who were some of your idols back in the day?
Who did I listen to
Gene
or
Hart?
Talk about most? Oh, yeah, I mean, Gene Hart, and then baseball-wise, of course, Richie Ashburn and Harry Callis put me to sleep during baseball season pretty much every night. But, there's plenty of others. You know,
yeah, really.
My favorite nowadays is Mike Emmerich doing hockey. I could listen to him all day. Back to pass, Pat Stewart. Down by 11, he wants it all, has a man out there. It's caught by Brandon Morton across the 45, down into red territory at the 40. Well, that'll get things going there for the Blue.
Upper Darby.
Yep.
Coming off a tremendous year, and they had so many good skill players and a marvelous coach.
And, again, a new offensive scheme over the last couple of years with Eric Rufinak spreading the field, using some of that speed that they've had. It's really put a little a more dynamic offense there on in Upper Darby. Back to pass, Stewart again. He's firing. It is incomplete through the hands of Dunn and also through the hands of the defensive back, Ray Argrove. Brings up second down and 10. But in the meantime, Brandon Morton has a couple of catches now, a 47-yarder and now a 28-yarder. He's the leading receiver for the Blue tonight. And Dave, you mentioned Upper Darby, a really strong season. Got their first ever playoff win, believe it or
yes.
not. As many good teams as they've had, and again, there were plenty of years where there were no PIAA or district playoffs, but first ever playoff win this year before running into eventual district champion Upper Dublin. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Stewart, back to pass. Looking down the near sideline, it's underthrown. Oh. Santos adjusts, but could not quite catch up with it inside the 10.
He adjusted to the inside. If he had managed to adjust to the outside, he might have been there for the catch.
Third down, upcoming. They'll snap from the right hash at the 40-yard line.
I think Blue's got to score, and they got to score 7 here. I don't think they'll, with just over 6 minutes left in the game, they being down by 11, they got to make that 7-point.
That's some great coverage back there by the defensive back, Argo, Chichester.
Four wide again. Santos split to the left. Morton to the right. Stewart with time. Fires to the right side. Has a man near the sticks and spinning out of bounds. It's going to be very close to a first down. Depends on the spot here.
Ooh.
Morton is going to be stopped about 8 inches short, would you say, Eric? You're awfully...
Yeah, about 8 inches short. It looked like he might have got it on the turnaround there, but referee didn't give him a good spot.
Fourth and inches upcoming for the Blue.
Brian, I was going to ask, I wonder how much practice these guys had with each other. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you can count them on your fingers. I mean, really, they've only practiced for about 3.5 weeks and a few, not every day, certainly. And some of these guys even wrapping up some of their spring sports and so forth. It's amazing, actually,
yeah.
How well that they've adjusted, especially with a pass-heavy offense.
You talk about Upper Dublin, they also won the District 1 championship in boys lacrosse.
Yep. All right, here we go. Two wides.
Wides.
Now fumbled snap. They were going fourth and inches. They go under center for the first time tonight. And taking over on downs is the red team. And, boy, well... That's one challenge of playing in the shotgun all night. You go under center with 5 minutes left in the ball game for the first time. And that's not a criticism. It's just, as you were saying, Dave, they haven't had a lot of practice.
Yeah, but very few mistakes in this game. And there were a few penalties in the second quarter. So right now, what do we have? We have 5:41 to go in the game. It's the Hero Bowl, basically the Delaware County High School All-Star Game, 28-17, the red with the ball. You keep the ball on the ground, right?
One would think.
Yeah, but they play these games a little differently because they just want to be entertaining. But we'll see.
Nelson and Miller are the halfbacks on either side of Donaghy, who's in the shotgun, two wide receivers. Split to either side, give is to Nelson. Ed Nelson runs into a brick wall that time.
Yeah,
waiting for him is number 35 in blue. That's Michael Berg from Lower Merion.
Lost a couple there.
Lower Merion, there's a program in football, guys. He's just, basketball, other sports do very, very well. They just can't get it together in football over the years.
Yeah, but I give them lots of credit. They show up, they're clean, they play well, they huddle well. I mean, they go out there and play as if they're championship teams. They just can't cut it. If they win one or two games a year, they're very, very happy with themselves.
Motion man is Nelson. They give to Miller, who cuts it back. Started on the left side, cut it back, and picks up maybe three or four more. And now timeout for the Blue with 4:57 to play in regulation. Gives us a minute to just wrap up, make sure we've mentioned truly everybody tonight. From Chichester, Ray Argro, Kevin Miller, and Shaquan Cobb all have contributed tonight. We've mentioned all those names. The Chester guys, certainly Umar DeGraffenried has a catch tonight. DeAndre Dill, Kaishan Ash, Naeem Little, Ed Nelson, Rashi Alexander, Arlo Lee, Tamir Friend, and Nasheed McCaskill, representing the 9 Chester players on the red squad. Jack Grimm has at least one tackle from Delco Christian tonight. We've mentioned him a couple of times, I believe. Matt Hamby, Zach Connor, and Brandon Granahan are joined by the center from Garnet Valley. That's Justin George, who's had a really good night at center. Certainly, when your quarterback's in the shotgun all the time, there is room for error there, but he's looked good. The Haverford guys, Josh Lafferty, Bobby McClure, Jack Donaghy, Ethan Samuel, Billy Farrell, and Dennis Spaventa. Haverford School, represented by Mickey Kober, Frank Cresta, Brian Denoncourt, Annerboro sent three, Mike Chamberlain, Chase Pattinson, who has a couple of catches, and Brandon Tynes, who's been a monster on the offensive line tonight, wearing 74 in red. The Marple guys, we've mentioned a ton of them as well. They sent nine, Abel Hoff, Marcus Weathers, Noah Turner, George Lambrizios, Pat Carr, Gina DiCamillo, Matt McKee, Kyle Kelly, and Matt Trainer. Get to a couple more in a moment with 4:51 to play here in regulation. Third and short. Donaghy back to pass. Looking. Eyes downfield. Firing. It's underthrown and it is swatted away. Oh, they're going to call a flag here. McKenzie knocked it down at the 40-yard line. Is this going to be defensive pass interference or perhaps offensive?
I know Coach Clancy's not happy on the near sideline.
I believe they're calling defensive pass interference because he came across his body and touched his arm, but I don't know. I would have let that one go.
It was McKenzie's really had a pretty good night in the secondary. Yep. You're asking these guys to play man coverage all over the field. He's stayed with Abel Hoff on numerous occasions. That time, McClure got away long enough for Donaghy to deliver, and the penalty will set up red with a first down out near the 50-yard line. And most importantly, with 4:42 to play and an 11-point lead, a chance to milk some clock here.
Well, you were saying earlier, Brian, about the 1-on-1 on the outside. You got to credit the Reds' defense three times in their own zone to keep them to about 7 points.
Yep. Here's Miller off the left side. Lots of running room, and now there's a letdown. 35-30. Miller down the far sideline and is banged out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And that is the case sometimes on defense. You make play after play after play, and then suddenly something goes bad, and then there's a letdown on the very next play, and Red takes advantage there. Kevin Miller's longest run of the night by far.
You know, you go back to the fumbled snap, and you know, you've been doing a long snap the entire time, or a shotgun snap, and then you get into an under the center snap, and on top of that, you know it's probably going over the center, so the center's got to worry about getting the snap up, getting his feet work right, and making the initial block and creating some room. That's a lot to ask a kid who hasn't played football in 6 months and hasn't done it all night long.
Gain of 27 for Kevin Miller. First and 10 for the Red at the 25-yard line, moving left to right. Motion man, and they give it to Miller one more time. Cuts it back to his right. Not much doing this time.
Mass of humanity right there. Gang tackle.
Nice work there by Ridley's number 16, Dom Pinto. And brings up second down and about 10. No gain. Clock continues to tick. 4:04, 4:03 and counting to play here in the fourth. Second down and 10. Red with an 11-point lead and in no particular hurry.
Taking their time. Wise move. Want to get out of here with a W. Very well played game.
Yep.
Clean. And both teams playing hard.
Donaghy on second down and 10. Wing to the left. Back offset to the right. Motion man and on the jet sweep looking for room is Alexander. Alexander trying to turn the corner on the right side, and he is ridden out of bounds. I think he'll lose a couple here.
And Michael Berg really chased that out. Was that Michael Berg,
35? Yep.
Yeah, really chased that out well.
He's been busy.
He did them a favor by running out of bounds. Stops the clock.
Yep.
By the way, Rashee Alexander just carried the ball. He's going to Westchester University. The Rams.
That's right. 25 Golden. And 26 with the two Chester running backs, similar size. They've confused us most of the night, handing off to one or the other. A couple more guys just to mention tonight who've, again, we've mentioned through the course of play, but Zane Horn and Jake Buchanan of Pencrest, Radner's Justin DiCarlo and Griffin Monahan round out the Red roster. On third down, Donaghy give on the jet sweep to the left side, looking for running room.
Ooh, it's Alexander again,
and not much doing. Nice pursuit to the far side, and now timeout for the Blue. So, Alexander's stopped for really no gain, I guess. See where they spotted over on that far sideline. And the Blue will stop the clock one more time here and see if they can give themselves a chance on fourth down to slow down this Red offense and hope for something spectacular.
Now, right now we have 3:17 to go in the game. 28-17 is the score with the Red looking really good right now.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Red's up by 11. Who do you hand the MVP to? Hoff has the most receptions, but Donaghy has been the one that's thrown it to him.
Hmm. Well, there's the offensive and defensive player of the game that'll be announced at some point here for each squad. You know, Donaghy has been spot on. He's has over 200 yards. Hoff, to me, by himself, you know, makes a defense cringe at best. And so, I don't know. You could go either way if they could share the trophy. I wonder if there's a way to do that. Defensively, gosh, on the red side, you know, Mickey Cober's a guy who's been all over the field tonight. 32 from the Haverford School. You know, on the blue side, you know, you could make an argument for Nysheen McKenzie. Even with Hoff getting loose a couple of times, he's been awfully good. Jordan Johnson, the big defensive end from Penwood's been in on several tackles as well. All right, here we go. Fourth down and about seven. Donaghy back to pass, pulls it down, looking, still scrambling, still eyes downfield, scramble away from trouble again. Rolling back near his 35-yard line, throws back across the field, and incomplete. Miller got a hand on it, but it was broken up by number 21, William McQueen of Academy Park, arriving at about the same time to knock it away. So the blue will get the ball back. Donaghy scrambling for his life back there and couldn't quite make one more play to ice it.
You said, you said Jack is going to Franklin and Marshall.
Right, right.
Nice.
So he's headed there, as is Matt Hamby, the other quarterback from the red team.
It's in Lancaster.
Yep. And, yeah, it's going to be, you know, this particular season in Delaware County, there were not a great number of Division I type players, you know, one of whom is on the roster for the Blue tonight, but not suited up. Dan Archibong, who's headed to Temple. But, you know, that being said, there are still a number of kids that are going to continue their athletic career, Division I or not.
You have a lot of going to the PSAC.
Yeah, yeah, a lot, of which, again, is a very strong league in Division II. Stewart trying for a late rally here. In the shotgun, firing to the near sideline on the wheel route. It's Bruce who's got the football and has it swatted out of bounds. The catch is clean. Monahan with the tackle and the forced fumble, but it rolls out of bounds. And Isaiah Bruce has put the blue team back out near midfield at the 48. Terrific delivery from Patrick Stewart.
I'm a little confused by that spot. What is he saying? He went out of bounds at that spot? The fumble took place on the other side of the 50.
Yeah, the fumble rolled forward across the 50.
Did he say he caught it on his knee, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know. Either way, blue in much better shape now.
Absolutely.
At their 48-yard line on a connection from Patrick Stewart to Isaiah Bruce. Barley in at halfback, and now we've got movement on the right side of the line.
I know D, Episcopal Academy, and I heard he's going to Ursinus.
Okay. Yeah, he had
the
a
Bears
nice,
up the road, yeah.
He had a nice year, too, with
a lot of kids
Mr. Barley.
Go to your sinus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like old home week up there sometimes, for the Central League in particular.
Yeah, Strathaven had a little pipeline going for a little while. And
well, Josh Hannum ended up going there.
He did.
After
that's
his,
right.
His stint at Penn State, right?
Yep,
right.
That's right. And, well, we'll see what the officials are sorting things out on the near sideline here. But, again, it's been been a lot of fun tonight. Perfect.
Yeah, great weather.
Perfect weather.
It's always my fear.
Yeah.
That's low humidity.
Yeah, well, low humidity.
Heard you talking about your legs.
At least you're in the booth. Imagine if it was 95 degrees and we'd be standing out here in the blazing sun.
I would feel badly for you. Not really.
Turned out to be beautiful, though. Yeah. Slight breeze.
Mike, you were making me use my imagination. You were talking about your legs.
Yeah.
Earlier. The size of my legs.
The size. Yeah.
Just trying to give people a perspective, you know, when you...
All right. Well,
the clock says 25 minutes.
I don't think there's 25 minutes left, guys.
They're going to have to change that.
They're working on it from here. That's okay.
And it's June for them, too.
Yep. That's right.
Must be that Marple guy running the clock again.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. 2:50 to play here in regulation. Low snap goes through the feet of Stewart, who's now in big trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Dropped by number 50 in red. That's Naeem Little of Chester.
He is not little, is Naeem. 5'8", 220 pounds, and he's quick.
35 big. Thought he had the recovery, but...
Yep. Big loss on the play. All the way back to the 27-yard line, so it's gotten a little worse here for the blue team. Back to pass is Stewart. He wants it all. Down the far sideline. Morton is out there. He has got it. Makes the catch anyway. Flag on the play. And Morton still wrestles it away from coverage and is down inside the 40 at the 37.
Yeah, I saw that. That's obvious interference on that play. But he makes, as you said, made the catch. So here we go. 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, Stewart making a couple big plays in the passing game. Morton, he's got to be up near 100 yards receiving now, isn't he? We'll ask Jim Alsman to check Brandon Morton's stats. He's caught a bundle for the Blue.
Four catches, 120.
Stewart, yeah. Back to pass.
Four catches, 120.
Perfect. Stewart back to pass now, looking down the seam, has a man. It's Santos who makes the grab down inside the 20 at the 18. That'll stop the clock momentarily. Blue hustling up to the line, trying to get things going. Clock ticks once they reset the chains.
Tackle by Josh Lafferty of Haverford High.
Another grab there for Santos, who's been busy as well. Stewart back, looking, floating to the end zone, has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Number 24, Chris Dunn of Ridley from 18 yards out. And my goodness, we have ourselves a one-score game again. Wow.
This may be the first onside kick we've seen in the Hero Bowl.
Could be.
And if it's not recovered, if the red recovers it, they're going to run out the clock. I think the blue only has one timeout remaining.
Pat Stewart's second touchdown pass of the night comes at the 1:55 mark of the fourth quarter.
Big two-point conversion here, fellas.
28-23 is your score. Blue trying to get this to a three-point game and maybe give their field goal kicker a chance.
And they got a field goal kicker.
Yes, they do. Both teams have terrific kickers. Shotgun look and false start. Ouch. So Stewart may need a different play here.
Brings it back, what, to the 8-yard line?
Yeah. Yep. So,
I don't know what I would do in here.
Dennis Decker of Ridley calling offensive plays here tonight.
Might as well go for the two. The one really doesn't get you anywhere.
Gives you a little more room if you had it in mind to throw. But still, we'll see what they come up with.
Right now, 5-point game. Blue down by five. And
yep.
See what happens.
Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Barley on the left hip of Stewart as they go for two. Little bubble screen in the middle, but nobody there.
And no flags.
And no flags. So, incomplete pass. Stewart was looking for somebody in the middle and nobody in the neighborhood there. So, 1:49 to play here in regulation. Perhaps an onside kick coming when we come back. Stick with us. The Blue has made this a ball game. Trailing by five, late in the fourth, here on HavenFootball.net.
Hey, Tigers fans. Can't catch the game? The Tigers Radio Network has you covered. Since 2008, the Tigers Radio Network has provided complete coverage of Marple Newtown football. From the sidelines to the guys in the booth, they put you right in the middle of the action. Be sure to tune in to the season opener against Archbishop Carroll on Friday, August 26, 2016 at 7 p.m. All games and archives of the Tigers Radio Network can be found exclusively at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And remember, go Tigers!
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action. 1:49 to play here in regulation. The blue team trailing 28-23 and now having to kick it away to the red. Now, is it onside kick time?
Absolutely. I believe only one timeout remaining, even if you have two. I just heard the promo there. Marple Newtown opens up against Archbishop Carroll. New head coach for Carroll, the great Dan Connor.
That's right. Starting to build up there in Radnor, and we'll see. Haven't seen too much about who else is going to be on the staff up there yet, but we'll keep it in mind. I'm pretty sure Dan will keep everybody busy. All right, here we go. Fisher approaches, onside kick coming. Takes a high hop, just what they wanted, but Marcus Weathers climbs the ladder and hauls it in for the red team at the 48-yard line.
Close. Weathers, three-sport athlete. I saw him play lacrosse recently. He's very good at lacrosse. I think he has a He has a brother who's a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. He is on. I think he's a Division I lacrosse player. The Weathers family.
How about the running back for Marple in the next 3 years? He was the star running back as a freshman this year, ran for about 600 yards. He'll be starting next year and probably featured.
Does he play hoops too?
I don't believe his brother plays hoops. I know he plays lacrosse. He's a very good lacrosse player.
Saw him against Strathaven. Unbelievable. Anyway, back to this football game.
Well, the Blue, I believe they're out of timeouts. So we'll see what Matt Hamby and the Red offense decides to do. My guess is keep it on the ground. It's going to be Abel Hoff on a jet sweep. Looking for him off the left side. Dances his way back across the grain and down across the 45 to the 44. See where they spot this, but you're going to be looking at second and one here. So only is the clock the enemy, but now down and distance becomes an issue here for the Blue. Needed a big stop on first down. Didn't get it thanks to the legs of Abel Hoff.
We have a 1:20 to go in the game.
If the Red picks up 2 yards here, I think they'll be taking a knee.
That's too bad we're not going to go overtime. I could be here all night.
Some of us have to get up in the morning.
Yep.
Early.
Yeah.
You, Mike? Oh, that's right. Bus
ride. Yeah, driving buses. I'm up at 5:30.
That's the guy.
I got to wake. I can't. Well, anyway.
Wing left is Abel Hoff. Miller to the right of Matt Hamby. He'll watch the clock. Back judge with his hand in the air, and he awaits the snap. On second down and two, give us to Hoff, jet sweep off the right side. He loses his footing and will not pick up a first down, which may actually do Red a favor in a way because it'll milk the clock a little bit more. Yep. 36 seconds, 35 seconds until they restart the play clock. I don't know that they're going to need to snap it one more time. 29,
what a
28,
game.
27, and that'll be it. Teams will line up, and indeed, Dave, what a game. 28-23. Both teams with multiple leads in the game. Both teams with terrific play. You can count on one hand how many flags there were in total. What a terrific game. But congratulations to the Red Squad. I mean, there's just, I wish there was a cooler name than Red Team, Red Team or Blue Team. But the Red Team.
The Red Red.
Yes, they pull it off. Head coach Michael Murphy and the Red Squad pull it off tonight. 28-23. Against a very good Blue team led by head coach Kevin Clancy. And, again, thanks again to everybody contributing to the on-field action. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short break, be back for a couple of post-game thoughts, the offensive and defensive MVPs, and a whole lot more. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Glad you've joined us live or on the archive to the 40th Annual Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, I need a new debit card.
One moment, please, Stephen.
Great.
You should receive your new card within 10 to 12 business days.
10 to 12 business days?
Business days are considered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know what business
Thursday,
days are.
Friday. Business days do not include.
It's time to bank human again.
Saturday.
That's why at TD Bank, all of our checking accounts come with a free debit card on the spot, any day of the week. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
Member FDIC. This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. And while we're at it, let's say thank you to everybody at Cardinal O'Hara for hosting a tremendous event. And we'll get some post-game awards here in a moment. But in the meantime, we've got post-game awards, and they even honor the MVP of the cheerleading squad. So again, terrific job by the cheerleaders and all of their coaches throughout the evening, along with the halftime show, but as well as all of our game coaches and players. Okay. So we will get some clarity on the cheerleader awards in just a moment. But, Mike, again, momentarily here, we're going to get the MVPs, offensive and defensive players of the game for both the red and the blue from our PA announcer. So, again, just Mike, it's been a great night. This is our 10th time doing this game.
It was always fun for us. You know, we that first Friday night when the season's over for us, it's usually after a playoff game or two.
The MVP awards for the players.
They want you to wait.
Okay, we'll wait for that.
But, you know, we sit there and look at each other on Friday night and go, now what are we going to do? Because you got young kids, so you're out running around with them. But Pete Folger and I, who's our spotter and stuff during regular season, we don't do it ourselves on the first Friday night. We're not doing football. Yep. So
MVP has just been announced for the red offense, and that's quarterback Jack Donaghy. Over 200 yards passing and three touchdown passes. And Mickey Kober, as we might have guessed, we predicted, really. Kober from the Haverford School was all over the field, making tackles all over the place. And just a great night for the two red MVPs. Blue MVPs will be announced momentarily. Number two, Brandon Morton, would have been my guess. Four catches, 120 yards, big plays all up and down the field to give the blue terrific field position on multiple occasions. But the red defense just came up big tonight. And Jordan Johnson, defensive end, who had a sack and a couple more stops in the backfield tonight.
He played well.
From Penwood, played very well tonight and is your defensive MVP for the blue. So all that being said, Mike, we are is the counter up on our countdown is up on havenfootball.net. I did not look recently to see exactly how many days we have, but 85 days till game one. Is that what we're talking about? Jim Alsman at Marple is counting down the same calendar that all of us are, the start of the 2016 season. So with that in mind, we will be on the air for game one of the high school football season. There will be plenty of news leading up to that in the weeks leading up to it. Rosters, photos, pictures, articles, and a whole lot more. But we can't wait for the 2016 regular season to begin on havenfootball.net. Special thanks again to everybody at Cardinal O'Hara tonight, and especially to those guys at Marple Newtown football.com. Check out their website as well. But great broadcast from all of these guys tonight. And again, you guys were a great help and did a super job. So thank you all again for joining us live on the archive. For Mike Mayer, the webmaster at havenfootball.net, this is Brian Carroll signing off for the start of the 2016 season. We will see you at the end of August on havenfootball.net. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of www.havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening and good night.